tonight. We are having some technical difficulties, so if you're listening to me right now, you're probably on the audio side. We have the video working, but we're trying to make sure the audio gets connected with the video. So bear with us as we get rolling on our stream. We're confident we'll have that worked out shortly. But we do want to go over a couple things to watch here tonight. After starting 4-1 on the season, the Stateliners have now lost 4 of their last 5 ball games, which puts them right at 500 for the season, which is a 5-5 record. Burlington comes in with a 7-3 record. They sit atop the East in the Appy League. So, a couple things to watch would be the direction these two teams are going in. The Sock Puppets are 5-2 in their last 7 games, including 3-1 in their last 4. Stateliners, as we told you, looking to get things corrected, but they've been on the road here for a bit. Went 2-4 over their last 6 games, all of them taking place on the road against some really good teams. So, a chance here today to get a home game and get back on the winning side and push that record back over 500, which it has been for the good majority of the season here for the Stateliners. So we're going to take a quick break as they do National Anthem. And when we get back, we'll have first pitch coming up here shortly from Bristol. You're listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, folks, we've got National Anthem and the moment of silence behind us here, and we are about ready for first pitch. Again, to recap you on a couple things that have been going on with the Stateliners, they started 4-1 on the season but have lost 4 of their last 5, so their current record sits at 5-5. They host the Sock Puppets here tonight, who are 7-3 and sit tied atop the East. Burlington and Danville, two teams that Bristol's already played this year with a nice 7-3 record, setting the pace on the East side. Now, the last, we told you these two teams have already played this year. They played over in Burlington. That was back last week in two contests on June 13 and 14, Tuesday and Wednesday. Excuse me, that was earlier this week. And in the first game, the Sock Puppets won it 7-4. They led that game at 6-0 and held on despite a rally by Bristol. It was Cade Davis for Bristol who got the loss, and Timmy Reeve on the mound, the win for the Sock Puppets. The next night was sort of a thriller as Bristol led that ball game going into the bottom of the ninth by a score of 8-2. But the Sock Puppets got 6 runs in the bottom of the ninth to tie it and send it to extra innings, and kind of a fancy tiebreaker in the Appy League as Bristol held on to win. We'll get into that a little bit more. But officially in the books, Bristol won that game 8-8. They just got assigned the win because they won that tiebreaker. So Most recently for the State Liners, just last night up at Danville, the Otterbots. Yes, that's right. The Danville Otterbots beat the State Liners 9-4 as it was Danville pretty much led the entire ball game. Bristol did tie it up in the sixth, but three errors for Bristol and 13 runners left on base. That's sort of been a theme for the State Liners this year. As we are getting ready to roll here quickly, starting lineup for the Sock Puppets. Batting first, Vincent Fattore in center field. Batting second, Kenny Mallory Jr. in left. Batting third, Tanner Holloman at second base. Batting fourth, Ryan McChrystal at first. Batting fifth, Landon Russell at short. Ethan Lazama bats sixth and right. Tommy Walker bats seventh to DH. Isaiah Barquette, the third baseman, batting eighth. And Matthew Martinez will catch and bat ninth. And as you saw, first pitch from Nick Smith fouled off out of play onto the football field. And we are underway here in Bristol on a beautiful night for baseball. First pitch at about 6.05 p.m. Nick Smith fires a strike on a swing and a miss by Fattore, and we're 0-2. Fattore has been one of the best players in the league on this early season. Just 10 games across the way for both of these teams. Here's the 0-2. Fattore, nice take as it's off the plate, and it is 1-2. Fattore in center field this afternoon. And the 1-2, he'll chase and swing. Drop third strike. It's the catcher, Freeney, who fires down to Gardner. And it's a strikeout here in the top of the first and a good start for Nick Smith. Now, Smith is a lefty out of Missouri. He's 20 years old, had a 5.27 ERA, 1-0 at Missouri this year, 27 and a third innings. Had a really impressive game against Texas A&M where he threw 5 2/3 scoreless. So that goes to show you what he can do out there on the rubber as his first pitch to Kenny Mallory Jr., the Sock Puppets left fielder, misses the zone. Mallory Jr. coming from Elon University as the 1-0 is called strike one. Mallory's had an excellent start to his Sock Puppet season. He's tied for third in the league in hits. And that batting average sits at .467 right now. Did he chase that one off the plate? Let's see if we get an appeal down the line. And they'll say he did. So Mallory throws up his hands as if to say he didn't go around, but the call stands. So one ball and two strikes. Smith, the lefty, working against the lefty Mallory Jr., the number two hitter for the Sock Puppets. No score, top of one. The 1-2 bounces up and in, and it's even at 2-2. Mallory Jr. listed at 6'3", 205. Big bat here in the box. The 2-2 from Smith, chopper to short. Here's the shortstop, Buchanan. His throw is low to first, but Aries Gardner scoops it up easily. And there's out number two here in the top of inning number one. So here's Tanner Holloman. Talk about an Elon connection. The Phoenix are well represented on this roster for Burlington. Is Holloman a big piece of that Elon lineup this year? First pitch gets away from the backstop Freeney, and it's 1-0. Holloman, one of the older players on this Burlington roster. He's a junior, 22 years old. Hit .254 this year for Elon. 16 extra base hits, including 13 homers on the year. So some big pop from Holloman. 1-0 misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Two outs here in the top of the first. No score as the State Liners host the Burlington Sock Puppets here this evening for a Saturday night contest. Smith in the windup. And a nice fastball. A swing and a miss by Holloman. 2-1. Holloman hitting .316. No homers yet in this young Appy League season, but has picked up a couple of RBI. The 2-1. Lifted to right. Tracking it in right field is Heberle, and he'll squeeze it down by his hip. and put it away. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Smith, so can't do much better than that. The Stateliners will look to get on the board when we return here in the bottom of inning number one. Thanks for listening to us here on the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music. Discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, folks, welcome back to Bristol. Scoreless top of the first inning. Want to say thanks for tuning in. We believe we've got the audio and video worked out well for you, but we're going to check on that. As a reminder, we want to welcome you into our broadcast here tonight, and if you're listening, wherever you're listening from, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know who you are and where you're watching from. So if you want to shoot us a message, take note of this number, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. We love getting messages from you guys, and it sparks a lot of conversation throughout the broadcast. And I actually, this week, for these next set of games, brought a United States map that I've put up here to my left here in the booth. And as we get different states represented throughout the season, I'm going to mark them off. And I believe we're up to 17 states out of the 50 from just our first two games, as well as Canada and Puerto Rico. So we're trying to fill up our 50-state map. So if you are watching here tonight, please shoot us a message. Let us know who you are and where you're watching from. So we're ready to roll here in the bottom of the first. It's Jordan Austin, the Stateliners center fielder. And the first pitch coming from Ben Siraki. And it catches the corner for strike one. So Jordan Austin hitting .409. His OPS at 1,052. Off to a good start. The 0-1 off the plate. Austin, a lefty, as you can see in the batter's box if you're joining us on video. He is on the roster of Indiana State, who fell just short of Omaha in the college baseball tournament. Here's a ground ball to Russell, who fields it behind the bag, sidearms it over to first, and the speedy Austin is retired for out number one in inning number one. So here's Tariq Freeney. Freeney, the backstop today. He's sort of had some time at the DH spot, but today he will jump in there and catch. And he's off to a good start. .348 batting average. He's got a homer, four RBI, eight hits across six games that he's played. First pitch to him. Hits sharply to Russell. One hop, backhand, the throw across. And there's two outs. Russell's getting a lot of work here in the bottom of the inning. Two batters, two ground outs to short. So the Stateliners will turn to Dalton Bargo. Bargo from Missouri. He leads the team in at-bats. So he's played quite a bit. Eight total games. Only Blake Wood has played in more. But a nice balance across the top of the roster for manager Bill Kinneberg. Here's a first pitch from Siraki off the plate outside. Siraki, as you can see, the righty. He's had a great start across five and a third innings, only a 1.69 ERA. A junior from Elon. There's that school again. Lots of Elon players on the roster. 1-0. Bargo hits one hard to left, but Mallory Jr. just into the shadow in left field, squeezes it. Hey, we've got 1-2-3 innings on each side here in the first, as no base runners for either team. We'll head to the second, where maybe we'll have a little bit more action in inning number two. We thank you for listening in to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of...
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, we're back here in Bristol, scoreless and pretty quick top of inning number one, a 1-2-3 inning on both sides. Nick Smith, the starter for the Stateliners, Ben Sirocki, the starter for the Sock Puppets, and they both put up zeros in the top of the first. Ryan McChrystal, Landon Russell, Ethan Lazama will be the next three hitters here in the top of the inning. We've already gotten one message here on our Google text number. So shoot us another message, 276-285-8780. Let us know who you are, where you're watching from. We're trying to fill up our 50-state map over here to make sure we've got people from all 50 states listen to our broadcast this year. Hello, Tim Reeve from Truckee, California. First pitch to McChrystal is fouled at the plate, and it's 0-1. McChrystal's got some fans here in the ballpark tonight, even though Burlington is the away team. Saw a McChrystal jersey walking in, I assume is maybe a little brother or relative of some kind. 0-1, swing and a miss. Nice pitch from Smith. But for McChrystal, this is his second season as a member of this Sock Puppet team. He plays for East Carolina, who also made some noise this year in the college tournament. And there's a swing and a miss by McChrystal as he'll walk back to the batter's box, or excuse me, the dugout. And that's four up, four down for Nick Smith, who's off to a good start. Two strikeouts thus far for Nick Smith, and here's Landon Russell. Russell from Gulf Coast State Junior College hit a home run last night against Kingsport. So some pop here in the five spot. Pitch from Smith misses the plate. Russell's average sitting at 304, and it's going to go up. Buchanan gave it a chase, but it's a line drive single in the left field. And there's a first base runner on either side as Russell ups his average. And here's Ethan Lazama. Lazama, also a junior college player from Gulf Coast State. He's gotten some rave reviews. His second year in the Appy League, again with the Sock Puppets. Here's a pitch from Smith with a runner on. A swing, and I believe it was fouled at home plate, as it's 0-1. Lazama tied for the team lead in homers last year for Burlington, and already has gotten some credit this year for hitting a ball 427, the longest ball hit in the Appy League last week. And they've got the runner picked off. Russell down to second. The throw. Oh, they'll call him safe. Russell took off after Smith threw it over to Gardner. But apparently sliding in under the tag of Buchanan is Russell. So what looked like a dead-to-rights pickoff now has a runner in scoring position for Burlington and a chance for Lazama to drive in the first run of the ball game. Smith takes a look and brings it. This one skips in. Freeney can't find it. And that will allow Russell to move up another 90 feet. Sort of one of the tough parts of summer league baseball is teams continue to try to get used to their teammates, play together. Certainly as the season goes along, they'll gel. But some of the early story for Bristol has been defensive mistakes as well as leaving runners on base, not having timely hitting. As the 1-1 fouled straight back. I believe that knocked a cane off of the pole that was hanging back here behind home plate. So it's a ball and two strikes. Smith trying to work around the runner at third as Russell has reached base on a single and worked his way to third on a few, one being a wild pitch and one a botched pickoff. Here's a drop third strike. Freeney checks the runner. Nicely done as it's strikeout number three for Nick Smith and Russell stands at third. So Tommy Walker strolls to the plate. Walker is, his college is App State, the Mountaineers from over in Boone, North Carolina. Played in just five games in his freshman season earlier this year, so some valuable reps this summer for the Sock Puppets. Here's a pitch. Grounded up the middle. Buchanan ranging. Oh, and just off his glove. So that allows the first run of the ball game as Russell comes in and touches home plate. Burlington leads it 1-0. See if we could get an error or a hit on that scoring call. As Buchanan went behind the bag. Would have been a tough play, but maybe not too tough. Curious to see the decision here. So, all right, so a Walker reaches first base. We're waiting to hear, and they will call that an error. So Walker stands at first. Russell comes in on the E6, and here's Isaiah Barquette. First pitch strike from Smith. Had some unfortunate things happen here in the second. Of course, the single by Russell, but worked his way up to second on a botched pickoff play. The wild pitch over to third, and then the error. So not exactly making Burlington earn it here in the second thus far. Marquette, the third baseman, takes the 0-1 in downstairs, and it's even at 1-1. Marquette currently in the transfer portal. I cannot say those two words together. 1-1. And it's called strike two. Marquette's sort of a legacy as he played at NC State earlier this year. Only got 7 at-bats in his freshman season, but did enter the transfer portal. Got it that time. His dad, a former major leaguer for the Pirates. 1-2. On the way. Good-looking pitch, but must have just missed high. We're even at 2-2. So Isaiah's dad, Andy, used to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates, now a coach with the White Sox, won a World Series with Boston on their coaching staff in 2018. As the runner goes, and the pitch is fouled off. His dad also spent a little time as the manager of the Jacksonville Suns. That's a double-A team in, of course, Jacksonville, in the Southern League. Some of you may know the Tennessee Smokies, which is the closest double-A team to us here in Bristol. They play in that same league. I believe the Suns changed their name as well. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. And a nice bounce back from Smith. The fastball by the bat of Barquette. And that's three strikeouts in the inning. Smith is up to 4 in the game. And the Sock Puppets lead it 1-0 as the State Liners will look to get on the board when we return for the bottom of the second. Thanks for listening to the State Liners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Browns for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Sock Puppets grab a run in the second inning, and they lead it 1-0 here in bottom of two. Stateliners looking to get on the board and get their first base runner as they went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. Again, fans, we thank you for tuning in on the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. First pitch on the way to Aries Gardner. Misses outside. Love that pink bat for Aries Gardner. Stepping in from the left side. Gardner's average at .318. On-base percentage at .444. And 1-0 makes it 2-0. Again, folks, send us a message on our text number, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Let us know who you are and where you're watching from this evening. The 2-0 to Gardner. And now it's 3-0 as struggling with control here is Soraki. Did get a message once again from Aaron and Stephanie Buchanan. Going, oh, okay, now I'm putting two and two together here. So Buchanan being the, I'm guessing the parents, perhaps, of Seth Buchanan, our shortstop in the lineup tonight, 3-0. And a strike called. Gardner will hang out in the box a little bit longer. So Buchanans are watching from Omaha, Nebraska. Now, Nebraska, I've already got on my 50-state map as a 3-1. Swing upstairs and a miss. We're full. And I have a feeling I know why the Buchanans are in Omaha. I believe their oldest son, well, not going to say oldest son, but one of their other sons plays for the University of Virginia, who's currently in the College World Series. So have fun out there in Omaha, guys. 3-2 off the plate. Gardner tosses his pink bat to the side, and he'll jog down to first for the first base runner of the ballgame. For Bristol, that is. Also, hello to Matt Boynton's parents who are watching from Tallahassee, Florida. Oh, I've already got Florida. So I've gotten a lot of the major states. I'm looking for something obscure. So keep letting me know where you're watching from. And thank you for the nice comments for the parents of Matt Boynton. All right, here's the first pitch to Aiden Heberle, and he'll lift one to right. Struggling with it momentarily was Lazama, fighting the sun, but he's able to squeeze it, put it away. So Heberle goes down on a fly ball to right. And, yes, we did get some clarification. So the parents of Seth Buchanan, Aaron and Stephanie, watching the game. And here's your boy, Seth the righty. First pitch takes in off the plate, ball one. Now, Buchanan was sort of a late addition to this Stateliner roster. He was always on the roster, but he was a little busy as he was trying to knock down a state championship for his high school here in Virginia, Lebanon, and they did exactly that. So state champion Seth Buchanan in the box here as the 1-0 misses as well. It's 2-0. Buchanan will head to VMI next year for his first season in college. I got a chance to watch Buchanan play on this field earlier this year, as I also double as the voice of the Virginia High School Bearcats, who played Lebanon to a really tight game here in this ballpark earlier this season. 2-0, this one hit weakly to the pitcher. to take a look at second, but Soraki will go to first and retire Buchanan. So essentially a bunt there as it moves Gardner up to second base. But it will be a 1-3 that retires Buchanan. Two outs in the second, but Gardner stands at second base. And here's Derek Cease. So Derek Cease from Penn State. We've seen him put together quite a few nice defensive plays already in just a couple home games here. But he's done some work with the bat as well. Bristol needs him here to try to tie it. First pitch fouled on a line out of play. One of these days we're going to get a foul ball up into our booth here, folks. So if there's a foul ball that goes straight back that just clears the net, you might hear me shuffling to get out of the way. Can't guarantee I'll stick my hands up and try to catch that line drive. 0-1 to Derek Cease on the way. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Cease's average stands at 360. He's got six RBI already on the year, nine hits across six games. And here's the 0-2 pitch on the way from Soraki. Cease lifts one high in the sky, but it makes it out of play. Third baseman Barquette over, but it hits off the top of the dugout, so another life in the box for Cease. Again, if you missed us in pregame, Bristol started the year 4-1. In their last five games, they've gone 1-4, which sends them back to .500. So a real hot start. But they've had a road trip here over the last week or so, playing six straight games on the road. Now they'll play four straight games at home, four games in the next 5 days here at Boyce Cox Field in Bristol. 0-2 to Cease, nearly hit his jersey, but he just got out of the way. So 1-2 is our count. Gardner the runner at second. Sock Puppets lead it 1-0 here in inning number two. On birthplace of country music night here at the ballpark. We'll get into that a little bit later. You've probably heard our ad throughout the season. Here's the 1-2 pitch, Cease. This one hit into shallow right field. Holloman converging, nearly a collision out there, but he called off Lizama to put it away. So Bristol gets a runner on base after the walk to Gardner, a leadoff walk at that. But three up and three down following the walk, and it's still 1-0 here through two innings of play. We'll be back with the third right after this. You're watching the State Liners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. 1-0 our score through two innings of play. Sock Puppets get a run in the top of the second, and they'll look to add to it here. The lefty Nick Smith stays out there for the first pitch to Matthew Martinez, the second. So Martinez is the number nine hitter in this order for Burlington, and he's also the catcher. There's a ball on an 0-1 count. Count even. Martinez plays his college ball at High Point. The Panthers. 1-1. There's a strike. It's 1-2. Fastball Fun fact about Matthew Martinez, he and I share the same birthday. Not the same year, but the same birthday, September 19th. 1-2 off the plate. His dad, Matthew Martinez, the first, that would be, played some college ball at Longwood and Wright State. 2-2. Here's ball three. Wright State's a pretty good little D1 program. So 3-2 to the leadoff hitter here in the third, Matthew Martinez. Nick Smith looking to retire the leadoff hitter. And a ground ball foul. We actually have coaches' boxes here. Earlier in the season when Virginia High School played on this field, they never drew those coaches' boxes. So anytime a foul ball would go that way, I'd be ready to say over towards the coaches' box. But there was not a box. Well, now we get that. So here's a 3-2 walk to Martinez as he leads off the third with a base runner for the Sock Puppets as they'll look to add on here. So Vincent Vettore back to the top of the order for Burlington. He struck out his first time up. But look out, this guy has got quite the start this year for Burlington. A nice hitter in the leadoff spot as he'll foul the first pitch off. Listen to some of these numbers for Vettore. He's got 3 homers already this year, which is tied for first in the league. He's a freshman at Duke. He redshirted this year, so didn't really get to play much. But he leads the league, the Appy League, in runs scored with 16. Tied for third in the league in hits with 14. And leads the league in RBI. The 0-1 misses outside 1-1. So you look up information on Vincent Vettore from his college season, and it's going to be kind of hard to find. But he is impressing here early on in his Appy League debut with Burlington. Ball and a strike, the pitch. Hit sharply foul towards the Stateliner dugout. I think it got somebody in the Bristol dugout on the third base side. Seemed to be all right. Vettore originally from Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. I think it's probably pretty easy to tell why that town is named what it is up there in the Northeast. One ball and 2 strikes. The pitch from Nick Smith. Strike 3 called. That's 2 strikeouts for Vettore in the ball game. And again, we told you how dangerous of a hitter he is. So now for Nick Smith out there, that's 5 strikeouts in the ball game. And he's retired. The last 4 hitters have all been strikeouts. First pitch on the way to Kenny Mallory Jr., and there's strike 1. He grounded out to the shortstop Buchanan his first time up, helped by a nice scoop by Gardner over at first. Smith brings it. And just at the top of the zone, nice job by Freeney to try to frame it up, but can't get it. It's 1-1. Smith takes a peek at first and brings the 1-1. Nice block by Freeney. Kind of interesting since Smith is a pitcher from Missouri. You would think that maybe Bargo, who is also a catcher from Missouri, would be back behind the plate. 2 teammates that sort of have a history. But Bargo in the DH spot today. 2 balls and a strike to Kenny Mallory Jr. Here's one chopped off the plate. Gardner comes to get it. He'll flip to Smith. Tough play. Got him at first. You know how hard that is as a lefty pitcher to come off the mound, find the bag, and catch the ball coming back towards the infield? Great play by Nick Smith, and now there's 2 outs in the third. Martinez does move up to second base on the ground out, but nicely done as a Gardner-Smith combo for out number two. And here's Tanner Holloman. First pitch from Smith. Holloman fouls one out of play down the right field line. He flew out to the right fielder Heberle to end inning number one. Now, we've said there's a lot of Elon connections with these two teams, or with Burlington, rather. Holloman is an Elon guy. Mallory Jr., their starter, Siraki. 0-1. Misses downstairs. That Elon team was a good bunch this year. They sort of their claim to fame was knocking down a couple top 10 teams earlier this year, including Wake Forest, who's the number one seed in the college baseball tournament. Ball and a strike. And now it's 2-1. Elon went 33-22 on the year, 19-9 in conference play. And again, we told you about some of those big wins. They played East Carolina, who's been a ranked team pretty much all year long, NC State, 2-1 in off the plate. But it was the win against Wake Forest, 5-3, when Wake Forest was ranked number two in the country. They had played Wake Forest earlier in the season, and Wake handed it to them 20-0. And they came back and got a win against that strong Demon Deacons group. 3-1, swing and a miss, and we're full. And then Elon followed that up with a win on April 26th against the Campbell Camels. One of the best nicknames in college. They were ranked number eight in the country at the time, so Elon knocked off a few giants this year. 3-2, misses the zone, and Holloman trots to first, and there's two on here in the third. It's a big spot in the ball game. Two on, two out. Smith looking to keep it 1-0 here in the third, as it's Ryan McChrystal. McChrystal, a sophomore from East Carolina. He's currently tied for second in the league in RBI with 12. First pitch, grounded foul. Gardner chases it. And nice play by the first base coach over there. I believe the first base coach for this team is Carol Lobb. She's listed as the fourth coach on this sock puppet team. Each team has a manager, pitching coach, hitting coach, and then what they call a fourth coach. And several women throughout the league, and Carol, one of them. The first base coach for Burlington, I believe. 0-1. This one chopped foul behind the plate. 0-2. Smith looking to put it away here in the third. McChrystal struck out his last time up. And we've seen Smith retire several hitters via the strikeout. We'll see if he can get another one here to end the third inning. 0-2. There's another chopped foul. Nice job by McChrystal to stay alive. Gives us more chance to talk about him. Again, he is an East Carolina Pirate. He was recently listed by D1 Baseball as the number 84 prospect in the 2024 MLB draft. So next summer. 0-2. Nowhere close, as a good waste pitch by Smith. McChrystal is at first base today. He's played a little bit of catcher as well. 6'3", 210. Ball and two strikes. Smith looking to end the third, and he will. There's a swing and a miss. They'll have to throw down to retire McChrystal, and they will. How about Nick Smith? He's got six strikeouts through three innings, and he just retired Ryan McChrystal and stranded a few runners. State Liners need some offense. We'll see if they get it when we return for the bottom of inning number three. You are listening to the State Liners Baseball Network.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bottom three, Sock Puppets out in front, 1-0 on the Stateliners, as Bristol will look for some offense here in the third inning, and it'll be the 8-9-1 hitters, Cooper, Cardinale, and Austin. So again, if you're wherever you're listening from, be sure to send us a message, folks, 276-285-8780, whether you're here in the park, whether you're at home. Like we told you earlier, we heard from about 17 different states, had a Canada reference from last series against Kingsport, so we're trying to fill up our 50-state board here. So if you're wherever you're watching from, shoot us a message, let us know. We'd love to converse with you and get some conversation rolling. Again, I'm Chris Mangrum, the voice of the Stateliners here for 2023. Glad to be bringing you Bristol Stateliners baseball all summer long here at home. We don't do the away broadcast, but each team has their own broadcast network, so even when we're not on the road, you can find Stateliner games elsewhere. Here's Jake Cooper, the third baseman, for his first at-bat today, and the first pitch nowhere close as it's back to the backstop, 1-0. Cooper's played in 7 games for Bristol. He does not have a hit yet this year. So this would be a great spot for Cooper to pick that up. 1-0. Well, that'll work. Not quite the kind of hit I was thinking, but he'll jog down to first after he's hit by the pitch. So we've seen 2 pitches from Siraki here in the third. One was wide, and one was a little too much inside. So the Stateliners are glad to take the leadoff base runner. And here's the 9-hitter, Joseph Cardinale. Cardinale hitting 292. One of the Utah Ute players on this roster. Again, if you're unfamiliar, Coach, the manager, Bill Kinneberg, was the manager for Utah for many years. First pitch strike to Cardinale. He told the Appy League and the guys that sort of sort the rosters, he said, give me all of the Utah guys because I know them. He's only been away from Utah for just a few years. The 0-1, Cardinale to first. It's fielded over there by McChrystal. He'll step on the bag for one. Had a little bit of trouble with it, but able to step on the bag with his right foot, and it's now one out and runner up to second base. So Cardinale probably upset he didn't reach there, but does advance Cooper up to second on the ground out. And here's the top of the order. Jordan Austin, he's 0-for-1. He grounded out to the shortstop in the first inning. Looking to make something happen here with his speed. First pitch. Nice frame job behind the plate by Martinez, but doesn't get the call. It's 1-0. Austin did not play for Indiana State this year after transferring from Missouri. So talk about those Missouri ties. A lot of that on this Bristol roster, 1-0. Austin hits one down the left field line, but it will not get down in play as it's fouled off. Austin this year coming into play, 409 average, 9 hits in 7 games, including 2 doubles and 2 stolen bases. Coach Kinneberg has really raved about the speed from Austin out of that left-handed batter's box. 1-1, breaking ball, missed the zone, 2-1. Bristol looking to sort of get their get their feet right back on the right track here after losing four of their last five. 2-1. Ground ball sharply to short. Russell boots it right under the glove. And here comes the runner home. It's Jake Cooper, and he'll score for the Stateliners' first run of the ball game, and we're tied at one after the error by Russell. So Austin puts it in play and makes something happen here, as that is certainly an error. And we're all tied up here in the third inning. Stateliners want some more. So here's Tariq Freeney, who grounded out to the shortstop in inning number one. We'll say hello to Jim Cease, who's from Pennsylvania. His son, Derek, on the roster. He sent us a message to say he's here in person today. Welcome to Bristol. That pitch fouled off by Freeney. Looked like off his foot as he's hopping around in the batter's box. Austin was running on the pitch, but he'll have to jog back to first. Trying to make something happen here. Good time for parents to be in town with the Stateliners playing four games over the next 5 days here at home. The 0-1. Chopped towards third, but foul. So 0-2. The count on Tariq Freeney. Freeney originally at Grand Canyon University, which is a pretty good little D1 program, but he's going to be at Cisco College coming up this year. Getting some valuable reps here in the Appy League this summer. Check on Austin, and he'll scamper back safely. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the third. One out. Runner on first is Jordan Austin. Tariq Freeney, the hitter, against Ben Siraki. The 0-2. Freeney fouled. Whoa, that one was near us. Got to be alert up here in the press box. We're fairly close to home plate here. If we get one that just skirts right over the netting that you see behind home plate, we could be in trouble. So we got to be on our on the watch quite often. Another throw over. This one a close play, but Austin safe once again. Again, we told you Austin has two stolen bases this year. We saw him try to take off on a foul ball earlier to Freeney, so wouldn't be surprised to see him go here shortly. Siraki from the stretch. Breaking ball, got Freeney to swing and miss. Nice looking pitch, and now there's two outs in the third. That's the first strikeout of the game for Siraki. Stateliners have been putting the ball in play and making the sock puppets play some defense, and they've done so outside of that one error that we just saw from the shortstop, Landon Russell, which allowed the Stateliners to tie it up at one. So here's Dalton Bargo. Again, paying close attention at first to Austin. He's back in there safely. Bargo, a fly out to left in the first inning. Really nice player. They really like what Bargo is going to be able to do this summer. As first pitch to him, called a strike. Bargo, another one of those Missouri connections. Now, he's listed as a catcher, but he played DH quite a bit over the spring for Missouri. And he'll play some first base as well. 0-1. Bargo takes it, but it's called strike two. Siraki sort of painting the corners here in this at-bat. So 0-2 to Bargo, who's looking to make something happen here with two outs. Runner going. Off the plate. The throw down. Not even close. How about the cannon by Martinez to retire Austin? And that was ball one. So there were two outs. They said the pitch was called a ball. So Bargo will have another chance to hit coming up in the fourth as Austin thrown out at second base for the third out of the third inning. The Stateliners grab a run, and we're tied at one apiece Stay with us, folks. We'll have the fourth inning coming right up after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
All knotted up through three innings of play. Sock Puppets 1, State Liners 1, and fourth inning coming up here next. It's been a strong effort on the mound for Nick Smith. Three innings, only one hit, one run. It was not even earned. And two walks to six strikeouts through three innings, so averaging two strikeouts an inning thus far. He looked to continue his excellent day against the middle of this Sock Puppets order. Here's Landon Russell. Russell had the first hit of the ball game. Singled and scored the Burlington run as the first pitch called strike one on a swing and a miss. Smith, an excellent start thus far. And another great pitch as it's now 0-2. Exactly what you want to see from Nick Smith in this start for the State Liners. 0-2. Strike three swinging. Make that seven strikeouts for Nick Smith. The Sock Puppets currently have no answer for the lefty from Missouri. So Ethan Lezama has one strikeout on his day thus far. That was the second out of the second inning. Lezama hitting from the left side against the lefty Smith. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it off at strike one. Last year, Lezama for Burlington hit .229 in 44 games. Six homers, 31 RBI, and nine stolen bases. As the 0-1 fouled into the Sock Puppet dugout. So power and speed, part of Lezama's game. Lezama originally from Guam. The 0-2 hit towards short. Buchanan a few steps to his left, and it's a line out. Two up, two down in the fourth. So that is three straight retired by Smith. And here's Tommy Walker. Now Walker, last time up, hit the ball right up the middle that Buchanan had a little trouble with. It was ruled an error. But he was left stranded back in the second inning. 1-0 the count after the pitch from Smith misses the zone. 1-0. Ball two. Smith has been very efficient in his start thus far, despite allowing the run as the 2-0 fouled off. Smith currently at 65 pitches. He's averaging about 20 or so. Actually, it's even less than that since he's almost done with this inning. 2-1, swung on and missed, and it's 2-2 with two outs. You have to wonder if we'll see Smith come back out for the fifth after only giving up one hit thus far. 2-2 pitch. Off the plate, and we're full. So payoff here as Smith looks to put up another zero, and he will. How about another strikeout for Nick Smith, who's now up to 8 Ks through 4 innings, and he keeps that 2 strikeout per inning average right there once again. So 1-2-3 go the Sock Puppets in the fourth. The State Liners will look to take the lead when we return. You are watching the State Liners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Three and a half innings down. We're tied at 1. As Bristol will look to take their first lead of the ball game with the 3-4-5 hitters. Dalton Bargo had his at-bat cut short last time as Austin was thrown out at second base on a stolen base attempt. So it's Bargo, Gardner, and Heberle. A good spot in the order for the State Liners to try to get something rolling here. Back out there for another inning is Soraki. First pitch called strike 1. Again, Bargo 0-for-1 today. He flew out the left field. Average down to 278. Some big pop in that bat from the left side. 0-1. Bargo sits on it. It's called strike 1. So this heart of the order for Bristol, a chance to make something happen here in the fourth as we've got a tie ball game, 1-1 in bottom of inning number 4. 0-2, Bargo thought about it, lays off. Bargo had 5 homers this year for Missouri, one of them against Tennessee Volunteers, who are down in Omaha. 1-2. Did he hold up? They'll check it first, and they'll say he did not hold up his swing. So Bargo down on strikes to start the fourth, and here's Aries Gardner. So Gardner, the big first baseman from Grambling State, had a great year in 2022, hit 306. Average dropped to 128 this year, but he was dealing with some injuries throughout the year. And the first pitch looked like it got Gardner, but it actually got our home plate umpire, Courtney Clements. She's going to take a second to get a breather here. Mark D'Amelio, the field umpire, runs in the check. And the athletic trainer for Bristol, Katie Carnegie, also in to bring some water to Clements, gives her a chance to shake it off a bit. It's interesting. I've had 3 broadcasts here from Bristol this year, and this crew right here, Courtney and Mark, have done each and every game that we've done thus far. She seems to be okay, and we'll play ball again. Gives us another chance to let you know about our text line Send us a message, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Wherever you're watching from, we'd love to hear from you. Introduce yourself and let us know where you're watching this ball game from or listening to this ball game from. Of course, throughout the Appy League, we've got video each and every night, but also we have audio as well for those that prefer to listen that way. 1-0 misses the zone. See several people here in the park with headphones as well. We always anticipate at least a handful of people coming to watch the game and listen to us as well. 2-0, Gardner lays off again. Now, Gardner had a walk in the second inning, and here he is 3-0, a chance to do it again. He's got 5 walks thus far on the year, and he'll wait a bit longer as the 3-0 caught a corner, 3-1. Gardner chases one upstairs, and now we're full. Folks still coming into the ballpark here tonight for a 6 o'clock start. 3-2 to Gardner on the way. Hits sharply to second. Fielded by Holloman. He'll set his feet and make the throw, and Gardner is out number 2. So here's Heberle with 2 outs in the inning. Heberle hit a ball out to right field to become the first out of the second, a fly ball out. Heberle's average currently sitting at 417, so one of the better sticks in this order. First pitch, called strike 1. You know, we've had some shootouts in the Appy League throughout this early start of the year, and that tends to be the way it goes for a while as these players get accustomed to this league. But we've got a pitcher's duel thus far. 0-1, swing on a breaking ball, it's 0-2. Just some of the run totals for Bristol this year. They put up 16 runs in their first game, 14 in their second game, gave up 13 in their third game. Lots of double digits. The 0-2 to Heberle. Here's ball 1. Good job to lay off. Do see some arms, at least one arm, loosening for Bristol down the left field line. I believe that's Aubrey Smith. 1-2. Heberle sits back on it. Another fly ball to right. Lazama chasing, slowing, and puts it away for out number 3. So it's a 1-2-3 fourth for Bristol. As, again, both pitchers have really settled in nicely. Smith really with the strikeout. Soraki sort of pitching to contact, but it's working as a 1-1 score through 4. We'll be back with the 5th inning right after this on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where southern charm and state of the art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Through 4 innings, we're tied here at 1. We've got a new pitcher on the rubber for the Stateliners, and it is Aubrey Smith. Trying to get you some statistics here for Smith on the season. This is his third appearance. He's thrown 4 2/3 innings, and he has given up, four hits and 2 earned runs. So Smith for Smith, Aubrey for Nick. So trying to keep it in the family here. They're not related, but at least the same last name. Aubrey Smith is a freshman from UNC Wilmington. And we saw him pitch here against Kingsport a few weeks ago. So it will be for the Sock Puppets, 8-9-1, Barquette, Martinez, and Fattori. As we're trying to break a 1-1 tie here, we'll see who does it first. One of the interesting things is the score line here in the ballgame. The Sock Puppets, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error. For Bristol, it's 1 run, no hits, and 1 error. So the State Liners have capitalized on an error by Burlington. And we are still awaiting the first hit of the ball game for Bristol. We'll see if we get it next inning, but quickly here to the fifth has Smith. The first pitch seen by Barquette deposited into left field, and there's the second hit for Burlington. And a leadoff single for the Sock Puppets, and a chance to retake the lead for Burlington here in the fifth. Here's Matthew Martinez, the second. Got a note on our text here. Hello, Tracy from California. She says she is Coach Selna's mom. Coach Selna would be the hitting coach for Burlington, and he's all the way from out in California. So appreciate the kind comments, Tracy. First pitch is going to be called strike one as Martinez couldn't hold up his bat. So 0-1. Martinez walked in the third, but he was left stranded. Here's the first or the 0-1 pitch blocked by Freeney. Can't find it. Able to use that chest protector to keep the ball at home, and it will be Barquette staying at first. So Aubrey Smith, one of the newest additions to the State Liner roster. 1-1. Just misses the zone outside. Aubrey did get participate in the college baseball tournament. The men's College World Series tournament. Of course, UNC Wilmington did not make it to the final 8 teams, but they did get to play in one of those regionals. 2-1, misses low, it's 3-1. Smith got to pitch against Duke on June the 2nd in that regional. Gave up a few runs in a third of an inning. Runner going. Pitch downstairs, and it's ball 4. So not quite a stolen base for Barquette, as he'll advance anyways on the walk. And so here comes the top of the Sock Puppet order, and this could spell some danger here for Bristol. And here comes right on cue pitching coach Ted Power. Now, we've given you some notes about Ted Power throughout the season, but something that has happened since our last broadcast was that Coach Power was inducted to the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. They had several names added to the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame recently. The release says that he was a baseball player at Kansas State and had a 13-year Major League Baseball career. And, of course, Power, not only a Major League Baseball player, but also a coach for several years. Was the bullpen coach for Cincinnati, the Reds, from 2016 to 18. Had several other minor league stops in the Red system. Louisville Bats from 06 to 16, so 13-year MLB playing career, eight different teams for Coach Power. He posted a 4.00 ERA over 564 different appearances and had 70 saves as well. So maybe some of you all remember Ted Power. He played for I guess a quarter of the Major League Baseball teams. So good chance that he might have played for your favorite team. 0-1 the count to Fatore here with two on and no out. It's the top of the Burlington order as they are threatening here in the fifth. The pitch from Smith. And it's downstairs, 1-1. Tie ball game here in inning number 5. Two on, none out. Smith takes a look at the runner at second. And the 1-1 misses outside. Two balls and a strike. It's not necessarily about the ability of each of these pitchers, but it seemed like thus far, at least in the games we've called here at home, when you insert a new pitcher into the ball game, it just seems to change everything. 2-1 from Smith. Hit sharply. Foul. Oh, my. Courtney Clements had to run out quickly to see that one. It was a close play as it nearly jumped right over that third base bag. But it's called foul and a break for Bristol as it's two balls and two strikes on Fatore, who's 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts. And, again, you might say that he's one of the hottest hitters in the Appy League thus far. So certainly a dangerous player here in a big spot for the Sock Puppets. Smith takes a peek and brings it. Another one fouled. So we'll do it again. See quite a few Sock Puppet fans in attendance tonight who made the trip up from Burlington, North Carolina. You know, many of you that are watching tonight are checking in on the Sock Puppets since they're not at home tonight. Another 2-2 pitch coming here from Aubrey Smith. Here it is. Here's a ball hit to third, fielded by Cooper. He'll go to second for one. Cease to first, not in time as Gardner had to use all of his 6-4 frame to keep that one from going out of play. So it's a fielder's choice. So Fatore reaches first base. It's Martinez who's out at second. And now runners on the corners with one out. And here's Kenny Mallory Jr. I want to say hello to the family of Jordan Austin. Got all kinds of names watching. Edward and Rhonda Vaughn, Vernon and Charlene Davis, Liberty, Missouri, Chris Davis, Tammy and Rod, a whole crew checking out Jordan Austin tonight. First pitch from Smith called strike one to Mallory. Now Mallory is 0-for-2 tonight with two ground outs, one to the shortstop and one to the first baseman. Gardner made a nice little flip over at first to the starter, Nick Smith. So he's put it on the ground a couple times. Ground ball here could be a double play and perhaps an inning ender with no runs across, despite the first two runners reaching. Despite being 0-for-2 today, Mallory's average still sitting at .438 at the moment. The 1-1. Ooh, good pitch by Smith. He just got the corner, and that really changes the at-bat here. It's 1-2. Smith from the stretch brings it, and that one just off the plate. We're even. Another chance to talk about Aubrey Smith and being from Wilmington, North Carolina, playing for UNC Wilmington. Said this last game he pitched, and I'll say it probably every game he pitches. Big fan of Wilmington, North Carolina. 2-2 runner going. It's off the plate, and Freeney will fake a throw down. So the double play is no longer in effect, and that could be huge here, knowing that Mallory Jr. has hit a couple ground balls already. So back to Smith. He was the North Carolina 3A State Pitcher of the Year in his high school days. First team All-State. Made the state tournament championship in his senior year. The 3-2. Could this get down? It's lifted to left, caught by Cardinale. The throw into the plate is not in time. It was a bit offline. Cardinale's got a good arm out there, but the throw brought the catcher away from the plate, and now the State Liners trail it as the Sock Puppets take a 2-1 lead. They're going to check on the runner here at third to see if he left early. I'll say he did not. Not a bad try there as they look to see if Barquette left the bag just before it was caught by Cardinale and left. But Courtney Clements says she had her eye on it, and he was in time. So a sac fly RBI for Mallory Jr., which gives the Sock Puppets the lead. And it's 0-1 to Tanner Holloman. Two outs in the inning. Runner at second is Fittori. He was able to advance to second on the fly ball to left and the throw home. And it's 0-2. O-2, runner going, and it's fouled out of play. Rolling over to the Sock Puppet dugout. So far, Smith, this Aubrey Smith coming in for Nick Smith, has given up a run here, but looking to limit the damage here in inning number 5. It's the 3-hitter, Holloman, and there's strike 3 swinging. Freeney reaches out and tags Holloman on the back. And that could have been much worse as the Sock Puppets get the first two runners on base, but Smith works out of a jam. Sock Puppets take the lead in the top of the fifth, and they lead it 2-1. We'll be right back with the bottom of the fifth right after this. You're watching the State Liners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a State Liner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. 2-1 is the score here. And we are going to see Ben Soraki come back out for the fifth inning. His fifth inning of work, and he will face the 6-7-8 hitters. Buchanan, Cease, and Cooper scheduled to hit in the inning. So State Liners yet to have a hit in the ball game. They do have a run across thanks to an error, but sort of an odd score line. The Sock Puppets, two runs, two hits, and an error. The State Liners, one run, no hits, one error. So they'll look to get, of course, want to tie the game up, and they'll do it any way they can, but State Liners looking to grab a hit here against Soraki, who's been excellent on the mound, pitching to contact. First pitch in off the plate to Seth Buchanan. Again, Buchanan doesn't have quite as many at-bats as some of the other players on the roster. As he came in a bit late, he was a little busy in the Virginia High School State Baseball Tournament. Led his team to a victory in the finals. Is a 1-0 downstairs. Buchanan, really good player. Again, we got to see him patrol the shortstop position earlier this year against the team that normally plays on this field, Virginia High School. 2-0. Here's a strike. Of course, going back to the State Liners theme, the name for State Liners being that Bristol is a twin city. There's a Bristol, Virginia, and a Bristol, Tennessee. 2-1 to Buchanan on the way. Off the inside of the bat, here's a slow roller to short. Russell charges and throws Buchanan out. Nicely done. Had some shortstop on shortstop crime as Russell came in and retired Buchanan. But one interesting fact for you guys who are not as familiar with the area is, of course, if you go downtown to State Street, and I believe it's Jim who's here for Derek. Yes, Jim Cease. Make sure you go down to State Street. You can stand in two places at one time, 1 foot in Tennessee, one in Virginia. As here is Derek Cease right now, and he'll foul off the first pitch he sees. So right here in Bristol, we've got a Virginia High School, which is in, of course, Bristol, Virginia. But then across the street, Tennessee High School. So it can be kind of confusing for people that are, you know, aren't familiar with the area. Of course, you know, when you say Virginia High School, they might ask, which Virginia High School? But that is literally the name, Bristol, Virginia High School. 0-1 upstairs to Cease, and it's even. Cease popped up to the second baseman in the second inning. Perhaps he will be the first hit of the ball game for Bristol tonight. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Cease. There it is. A nice hit out to right center field. That's sort of where Cease likes to go quite a bit. He goes backside and just deposits one into center. So there's the first hit of the ball game for Bristol, and perhaps they'll try to match the sock puppets here in the fifth. Here's Jake Cooper. Now, we told you that Cooper does not have a hit yet on the year, and right after that, he was hit by a pitch, and he was actually the man that scored the only run of the ball game for Bristol thus far. So, again, would be a great time here for Cooper to grab a base knock, as his teammate, not only his State Liner teammate, Derek Cease, but his Penn State teammate, Derek Cease, gets the first one of the day. Cooper, did he just get number two? He did. So that one in off the hands into center field, and that's the first hit of the season for Jake Cooper. Back-to-back singles by the Nittany Lions, and there's two on with one out. Here's Joseph Cardinale. Cardinale, we've heard several different names for him. We've heard he's listed as Joseph on the roster. We've heard him called Joe. I've seen him called JoJo on, I believe, by his teammates as well. So we might just change it up, go a little bit of everything. Joseph, Joe, and JoJo. It's a big spot for Cardinale here as the catcher, Martinez, out to have a chat with his pitcher after back-to-back singles. Neither were hit very hard, just kind of placed well into the in what you'd call bloop category between the infield and outfield. So a chance here for Bristol. They had no hits coming into the inning. They've picked up two in a row, and it's the number nine hitter, Cardinale, who grounded out to first in his last at-bat. Chance here to do some damage, but he'll show bunt here from the nine spot. He'll get it down. Soraki comes to field. He'll underhand to first. So a successful bunt for Cardinale. And now two in scoring position for the top of the order. Here's Jordan Austin. Austin thus far, a ground out to short in the first and reached on an error in inning number three. Love to see him slap one in play here. A base hit could give the Liners the lead. First pitch Austin, good take as it was downstairs 1-0. Soraki working on his fifth inning here for Burlington. Starting to see a little action in their bullpen down the right field line, but nothing too heavy. The 1-0. There's a breaking ball in for a strike, and we're even. You know, with the way that this schedule is, it's very much like Major League Baseball. Of course, everybody got a day off on Monday after playing six straight days, but now this is the fifth straight day for many of these teams. So you want your starter to go as long as you can to save your arms for the next day. 1-1 off the plate, 2-1. So a six-game road trip for the Stateliners over their last week or so. Go 2-4. They've now got four straight games here at home, two with Burlington, a day off Monday, and then two with Greenville. That'll be the first time the Stateliners match up with the Flyboys this year. 2-1. Hit hard towards right. There's a base hit, and we're at least tied. Here comes Cooper around third. The throw is offline, and the Liners lead it. Jordan Austin with a two RBI base knock to right field. And nicely done. Cardinale has the bunt to move the runners into scoring position. It allows both to score. And that may do it for Soraki as the manager, Anthony, his son, is going out to the mound here for a chat. Austin picks up RBI number 5 and 6 on the day as the Liners lead it 3-2 here in the fifth. And here comes a new arm from the bullpen for the Sock Puppets. So we will take a break as we've got a warm-up period here. When we come back, we'll have a little information on our new pitcher for the Sock Puppets. When we return, the Liners lead it 3-2 here in the fifth. We'll be right back with more here on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound here for Burlington after Bristol chases Ben Soraki here in the fifth. Bristol takes the lead. They had no hits coming into the inning. They've picked up three in the inning, and they now lead it 3-2. And the new arm on the mound for Burlington is number 14, Lane Essery. Essery is a right-hander, 6 foot, 200 pounds, from Newton, North Carolina, a freshman from East Carolina. So a lot of... We talked about the Elon flavor. We've got several East Carolina Pirates on this Sock Puppet roster. And they'll turn to Mr. Lane Essery. Big strikeout guy is Essery. In his last 2 years of high school, he had 145 strikeouts across 70 and a third innings. So over two per inning. And, of course, that's high school, but an impressive high school career. Did not really get into action this season, but just in his freshman year. And that East Carolina team is a good baseball team. So a little bit easy to see why Essery did not make the cut this year, but certainly he could be a big part of what's to come for the Pirates. One cool fact about Lane, he is planning to major in dentistry. So... if baseball doesn't work out, coming to a dentist office near you, Lane Essery. All right. He's in a bit of a pickle here, as it will be Tariq Freeney, who steps in for the third time today, 0-for-2. Austin, the runner at first. And the first pitch from Essery misses the zone. It's 1-0. Freeney, a ground out and a strikeout on his ledger today. This is Essery's fifth appearance this year for Burlington as he checks on Austin. Close play, but he's back in there safely. Four innings, two hits, two runs thus far for Essery. Here's a 1-0 to Freeney. Looked like ball two, and it was. Was ready to call that one a ball, but thought I might have heard a strike call from Courtney Clements, but she said ball loudly. So 2-0, and a time requested, and looks like a new baseball. As the catcher, Martinez, I think, asked to get a new ball out there for his pitcher, Essery. So two balls, no strikes. Some tight games around the Appy League tonight. One-run game here, 3-2. Princeton leads Bluefield 3-0. Greenville leading Danville 1-0. Johnson City up on Kingsport 3-2. And Elizabethton up on Pulaski 5-0. There's a strike to Freeney. That Elizabethton score is the only one that's really bordering on potential blowout territory, but they're only in the top of the second down there, so plenty of time left over there in Elizabethton. Two balls and a strike to Tariq Freeney. The pitch, and that one looked like it could have been called a borderline, but it's going to be ball three. If Freeney were able to reach here with two outs, it would put two on for Dalton Bargo, the number three hitter. All three runs in the game for Bristol have been scored by the Penn State duo of Derek Cease and Jake Cooper in the bottom of the order. Runners going, 3-1, it's ball four. We saw that a little earlier on a 3-1 steal. So Martinez chucked it down to second, but it was ball four. So Austin up to second on the walk. Freeney reaches for the first time today. And it's Dalton Bargo with a chance to do more damage here for Bristol in the fifth. Bristol scored one in the third. They're up to two here in the fifth thus far, but we're not done just yet. Essery takes a peek at the runner. First pitch to Bargo. Ball one. Essery looking to find the zone here a little bit. Bargo 0-for-2 today. Still struggling a bit, as now it's 2-0. Martinez stands up, sort of gives the gesture to his pitcher to say, calm down, you got this. State Liners have two runs here in the bottom of the fifth as they grab, they've got a 3-2 lead. But they're still threatening. 2-0 to Bargo. Hit hard to right. That's a base hit. Austin is going to touch third and hang out at the base. And it's a strong throw from Lazama. But make that the fourth hit of the inning for Bristol. And they've got him loaded for Aries Gardner. And here comes the pitching coach for the Sock Puppets. That's Horacio Ramirez. And boy, I've been excited to talk about this for a bit. So growing up here in Bristol, of course we told you the State Liners, the whole name being Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia. Really, there is a distinction between the two cities, but Bristol's just one big community. You just normally say you're from Bristol, and then somebody might ask you, you from the Tennessee side or Virginia side? Well, I grew up on the Tennessee side, and the closest Major League Baseball team to Bristol is the Atlanta Braves. And so when I saw the name Horacio Ramirez, it instantly clicked for me growing up watching the Braves. as Horacio was a former pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, among other teams, Seattle Mariners, Kansas City Royals, White Sox, and Angels. So a quick chat for his pitcher, and there's a first pitch breaking ball that fools Gardner. It's 0-1. So there's a good start to the at bat here. Gardner, again, a chance to really give Bristol a big inning here in the fifth. They've already scored two. Been looking for a little more here. Here's the 0-1 to Gardner. That breaking ball was a bit too far outside. Counts 1-1. Gardner's 0-1 today. He did reach base safely in the second on a walk. That was the first base runner of the ball game for Bristol. He grounded out to the second baseman in his last attempt. 1-1. Gardner lays off, and it misses downstairs. Essery has nowhere to put Gardner. Sort of one of those tough spots for Essery here. You don't want to be, you don't want to give him something good to hit because he could do some damage. But you can't put him on first. That's an easy run. The 2-1. Gardner chased one off the plate. Count even at 2-2. We told you Bristol's been struggling a bit with leaving runners on base. In their most recent game against Danville, they left 13 runners on base. They've got three of them out there now. Can Gardner drive him in? 2-2. That looked like it almost hit Gardner's leg, but somehow he avoided it. So now we're full. Two outs in the inning, and sort of a unique situation here, as all the runners will get a head start, including Austin at third. So three balls and two strikes. Big pitch in the ballgame here as Bristol looks to add on to their 3-2 lead. The payoff. Ball four. Gardner chucks the bat towards his dugout, and there's an RBI the easy way for Gardner. Bristol leads it 4-2. So it's Austin who comes in to score. Freeney up to second. Freeney to third. Bargo to second. And Gardner stands at first. And here's Aiden Heberle. Essery struggling to find the zone a bit here. First pitch to Heberle. Swing and a miss. Good-looking cut from Heberle. It's 0-1. Heberle has two flyouts to right field today. His average finally dipped below 400. 385, still pretty strong. Chance to pick up some counting numbers here with a base hit. Could grab a few RBI. 0-1. Heberle fouls that one off, and it's 0-2. Heberle's done an excellent job thus far on this young season, manning right field for Bristol. A chance to do some damage here. The 0-2. And strike three looking. So a little too close to take there for Heberle, specifically with the bases loaded. But he'll go down on strikes. And Essery gets out of the jam. But Bristol adds three runs in the bottom of the fifth to take a 4-2 lead. And we will be back right after this with the sixth inning. Thank you for watching the Stateliners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible,
Visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Big inning in the bottom of the fifth, the Stateliners trailing 2-1, get 3 runs in the inning, and they now lead the Sock Puppets 4-2. And Aubrey Smith will look for a shutdown inning. Bristol had tied the game back in the third to make it 1-1, but shortly after that, Burlington took the lead once again. First time the Stateliners have been out in front, and they hope to keep it that way as the first pitch to Ryan McChrystal is called for a strike. It's 0-1. McChrystal has a couple strikeouts today, both of them against Nick Smith. And this is Aubrey Smith out there as he'll foul the 0-1 straight back. It's 0-2. So Aubrey Smith, the current pitcher for Bristol, had a bit of an adventure there on the top of the fifth, but was able to manage a jam, only allowing one to score. 0-2, Chris McChrystal, fly ball to center field. Austin, a few steps to his right, and an easy routine fly ball. Retires McChrystal, he's 0-3, and there's one out in the sixth. So Landon Russell's had an adventurous night. He 1-2. Singled and scored in the second. And, of course, his error back in the third inning allowed Bristol to score their first run of the ball game. He's also made a really good play from short earlier on a weak ground ball. Charged it and threw it across the diamond. First pitch from Smith. Called ball one. Russell's average currently sitting at 320. The 1-0. Inside. Smith brushed him back. Two balls, no strikes. Beautiful night for baseball here in Bristol, folks. 73 degrees, sunny. We've got a stoppage at home plate. Sun beginning to set down in left field as a few shadows creeping in. 2-0 from Aubrey Smith. Swing and a miss. Inside pitch to Russell. Made him sort of dance in the batter's box. It's 2-1. One pitch. That one misses low in the dirt. Lizama is scheduled to hit next. Tommy Walker in the hole for Burlington. Defense ready for the Stateliners. Here's the 3-1. Ground ball into the Stateliner dugout and back out onto the field. That's Kanan Clayton who's on foul ball duty tonight for Bristol. He's been running after all the foul balls and grabbed him another one there. Haven't had too many souvenirs tonight for the fans. Here's a payoff pitch, 3-2. And we'll do it again. That one fouled off the catcher's mitt into the backstop. We still got a ways to go in this one, but folks, tomorrow night we'll be back with you here at 6 o'clock. First pitch on Father's Day as the Stateliners host the Sock Puppets. 3-2 again. Grounded through the hole along the left side, and there's a base hit. Nice at bat by Russell. He fouled off a couple 3-2 pitches and earned a base hit to left, and he reaches here with one out in the sixth. Lizama steps in. He's 0-2. A strikeout and hit a soft liner to the shortstop Buchanan last time. First pitch, big cut. But Lizama couldn't get it. It's 0-1. Lizama had 12 homers this year for Gulf Coast State Junior College down in Florida. 52 RBI. So, certainly hitting in the middle of that order down there. Picked up on his opportunities. Runner going. 0-1 is low, and Freeney couldn't handle the pitch. So there's a stolen base for Russell as the Sock Puppets look to make something happen here in the sixth. One ball, one strike. Russell stands at second after the stolen base. The 1-1 to Lezama. Hit hard to second. Cease fields on the backhand, and he'll throw over to first. That does allow Russell to advance. But Lezama retired for the third straight time, this one on a grounder. So he struck out today, lined out, and now a ground out. Two outs in the sixth, Russell at third, and here's Tommy Walker. Walker reached on an error in the second inning on a ball that was hit behind the second base bag that Buchanan had a little problem with there. And then he struck out in the fourth. He was the last batter that Nick Smith faced in the ballgame. Here's a pitch to Walker. First pitch fouled out of play. Not quite a souvenir as it's onto the football field to our right. Again, if you're unfamiliar with Boyce Cox Field, if you're looking in from center field off to your right, there's a hill there where folks bring their chair, their folding chairs, and sit. The 0-1. Misses inside, skips away from Freeney, but not far enough to allow any damage on the bases by Russell. So again, if you're looking in from center field, on your left, over that way is the Virginia High School football field and soccer field. 1-1 pitch. Down to a knee goes Walker, but can't connect. It's 1-2, and Smith's a pitch away from being out of the inning. 0 put up on the board after you come in and score a few. The 1-2 from Smith. Oh, good-looking pitch, but it just missed. Counts even. Yeah, we told you earlier, Walker, a catcher over at App State. Here's a 2-2. Fouled at home. Walker was an All-State player in high school, co-conference player of the year. He helped Providence High School over in Charlotte to an undefeated season in a state championship in North Carolina 4A. You know how hard it is to go undefeated in a baseball season? Walker, a big part of that. 2-2. Hit out towards second. Cease backing up. Backhands. What a defensive play out there by Derek Cease. It's almost an automatic out every time that ball goes out to second. So Aubrey Smith gets his shutdown inning. Bristol leads it 4-2. And they'll look to add on here when we return for the bottom of the sixth. You are listening to the State Liners Baseball Network.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Played 5.5 innings, and Bristol has the lead 4-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error for Burlington. 4 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Bristol. They did most of their damage last half inning where they picked up three of their four runs and all of their hits. Yes, they went into the bottom of the fifth with no hits in the game. Had already scored one run thanks to an error, but a big bottom of the fifth inning has given them some control here in the middle of the ball game. We're a little over halfway through, but as we know in the Appy League, anything can happen. So it's Seth Buchanan who will look to lead off the sixth. First pitch, called strike one. Buchanan actually led off the fifth inning as well for Bristol, but grounded out to the shortstop, and then the fireworks started. Two straight singles, a sacrifice bunt, a single, a walk, another single, a walk. You see the picture and why Bristol grabbed a couple runs there last inning. The 0-1. Misses outside. It's even to the state liner shortstop. Now, we had a message from Seth's parents who are out in Omaha watching the game. Their son, Matthew, a pitcher for Virginia, a former state liner himself. Here's a good 1-1 breaking ball. Buchanan tried to get out of the way, but it caught the inside corner. 1-2. Didn't get to watch the game last night, but heard Virginia lost a heartbreaker. 1-2. Nice take from Buchanan upstairs. A lot of interest in the Tennessee-LSU game over in Omaha today. They just got started. Bottom of the first, no score. 2-2. Buchanan lays off, and it's full. So yesterday, in case you missed it, Oral Roberts beat TCU in the first round of the College World Series 6-5, and an identical score, 6-5, Florida beat Virginia. A comeback victory for the Gators yesterday. 3-2 to Buchanan. There's ball four. So Buchanan reaches for the first time today, and the walks have been piling up here for Lane Essery. It's already, let's see if they've already updated it. Yep, three walks for Essery in the ballgame. And he just came in last inning, so. All right, here's Derek Cease. We saw him make a couple nice plays in the infield last inning. He'll show bunt here, but pull back. Throw down to first. Buchanan dives in safely. Nearly picked him off the secondary lead. Wake Forest beat Stanford 3-2 today in Omaha. So every game thus far in Omaha has been a one-run ball game. So if you're out in Omaha watching the games, enjoy it. 1-0 to Cease. Ground ball, it'll get through the hole. Buchanan jumped over it to make sure he wouldn't be called out. Cease has picked up singles in his last two at-bats. And now the Liners have two on with no outs in the sixth. Here's Jake Cooper. So we told you last inning that Cooper picked up his first hit of the season for the State Liners. He singled in the fifth and eventually scored a run. Of Bristol's four runs in the game, three of them have been scored by the Penn State combo of Derek Cease and Jay Cooper. Cooper shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and it gets past the catcher, Martinez. Now, if my color analysts were here, we would call that a bonus bunt. You wanted to get the bunt down to advance the runners? Well, you advanced the runners, and you didn't even have to give yourself up for an out. So now you'd expect maybe the bunt's coming off, and a liner here could get two runs in for Bristol as Burlington brings the infield in, trying to cut down on Seth Buchanan, who is at third base currently. The pitch to Cooper. Gets away from the catcher, and here comes Buchanan, and he will score easily. 5-2, Bristol, as the pitch gets away from Martinez. And this is the largest lead of the game for the State Liners. So Buchanan walked to lead off the inning. Advanced to second on the single by Cease, but then it was back-to-back wild pitches that allowed him to score. So the State Liners looking to make it hurt here in the sixth as they lead it 5-2, and Jake Cooper wants another chance. He's already got two runs scored in the game. Now the 2-0 misses the zone. Some action down the right field line for Burlington as it looks like Kaysen McCauley is getting loose out there. 3-0. There's a strike call on a borderline pitch. Essery has just struggled a little bit with control thus far. He's only recorded one out, two hits, a run, three walks, and a strikeout. 3-1. There's ball four. Cooper kind of did a double take before he tossed the bat aside. Now he jogs to first, and runners on the corners. And you start to think, how much further will Essery go? So here's Joe Cardinale. Cardinale, a late entry into the lineup. Originally, Trey Oblas was listed in left field for Bristol, but he was scratched a few minutes after the lineup posted. So now a chance for Cardinale with runners on the corners. And, wow, what a block by Martinez. That pitch didn't even reach the plate, but a scoop by the backstop Martinez. And now another chat on the mound. We've seen a couple of these conferences by the defense of the Sock Puppets. As we saw Russell head out and chat with his pitcher, and now McChrystal comes over from first. Now Barquette, and pretty much the whole infield is going to have another chat here as they try to calm down their pitcher, Essery, who's trying to find the zone here. Wouldn't be shocked to see Burlington go to their bullpen shortly. So runners on the corners. 5-2 ball game. Bristol leads it bottom of the sixth. Still no outs. With the way these two teams play offense, you want to try to widen this lead as much as you can. 1-0. There's a strike. So a productive meeting on the mound for Burlington. Cease the runner at third. Cooper the runner at first. They've been all over the base path tonight. 1-1. Here's another strike. Essery has bounced back quite nicely after the meeting. One ball and two strikes. Cardinale the hitter. The pitch from Essery. And there's strike three on a bender that fooled Cardinale in the box. So a big bounce back there from Essery to get the first out of the sixth. But here's the top of the order. So here's Jordan Austin. He's reached base twice today, once on an error, once on a single. He had the big hit in the fifth and a two RBI single to score Cease and Cooper. And those are the two guys that are out there this time around when Austin is stepping in. First pitch, down and in, 1-0. The Sock Puppets infield, they've got the corners playing in. Of course, the first baseman McChrystal's having to hold on the runner at first. But third baseman Barquette is playing in. The middle infield is playing for the double play. 1-0. Austin fouled it at home, and I think it got a piece of Martinez behind the plate. And he'll take a second to walk it off and take the baseball out to his pitcher. Another chance to encourage Essery out there on the mound. So Martinez seems to be okay. One ball, one strike. Austin, the leadoff man in this State Liner lineup. Looking to add another RBI to his total this evening. 1-1. Inside, ball two. So two balls, one strike. Here's Austin looking to drive in a run here from third. The pitch, swing and a miss. That's a big pitch in the at-bat here for Essery as now it's 2-2. Runners on the corners, one out, Cease at third, Cooper at first. Austin the hitter, Freeney on deck here as Bristol looks to pile on. They lead it 5-2, bottom six. Essery's pitch, waved at and just tapped foul by Austin. Certainly not the pitch he was expecting there, and just able to get a piece of it to stay alive. I do believe that, McCauley, we said he was warming up down the right field line. I believe he's now warm and ready. 2-2 to Austin. Strike three, swinging. How about the bounce back for Essery, who struggled a bit with control? He's now got consecutive strikeouts. And here comes Tariq Freeney to see what he can do with runners on the corners. Freeney's day thus far, he is 0-2 with a walk. So still looking for his first hit of the game. 320 batting average. And a stoppage here as Essery steps off the mound. Here on Birthplace of Country Music Night, you should have seen it before the game, all the grounds crew here in Bristol had their cowboy hats on. Here's a first pitch breaking ball, a good-looking pitch called, strike one to Freeney. You get the sense here for Burlington, they really need to stop the bleeding here. 0-1 the count. Nearly hit Freeney on that bender, and it's 1-1. First game of a four-game homestand for the State Liners. Burlington tonight and tomorrow, an off day Monday, and then Greenville comes to town for two games. The 1-1. Freeney, big swing, fouls it off out of play, and it's 1-2. What's up, dude? Doing good. Got one of the grounds crew members here in his cowboy hat, as I previously mentioned. Good little player here for Tennessee High as a member of the grounds crew. Love to see him get a shot out here in a State Liner uniform this year, maybe. One ball and two strikes. The count with two outs. The pitch to Freeney. Fouled off. Will he get out of play? Just in the Burlington dugout. I believe it was in the little cutout there where you would normally see a camera, typically, at a big league field. I think McChrystal tried to give it a full-on dive but couldn't get to it. So Freeney's got another life here, 1-2. Cooper and Cease have been on first and third and first, respectively, for what seems like a lifetime after back-to-back strikeouts by Cardinale and Austin, and still there with Freeney hitting here on a 1-2 count. Here's a pitch. Runner goes. Bender, strike three. How about the bounce back from Essery, who allows the first three hitters to reach in the sixth, but then goes strikeout, strikeout, strikeout to avoid the damage. So circle that little half inning there for Burlington. That was an excellent job by Essery to work through it and find it. It's 5-2 through the sixth, and we're getting ready to head to inning number seven. Folks, stay with us. We probably got, if the Appy League is any indication, we probably got a great finish for you. Seventh inning coming up next on the State Liners Baseball Network.
At the Birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the Birthplace of Country Music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests.
They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
We played six innings. Bristol out in front of the Sock Puppets, 5-2. Thank you for tuning in on the Stateliners Baseball Network. Chris Mangrum on the call with you. We really appreciate you guys tuning in wherever you're from, whether it's Bristol fans, Burlington fans. Want to say hello to Alicia and Kenneth Gardner, who are checking in from Michigan again. Really appreciate you guys watching from up there in Michigan. Again, if you didn't hear this earlier, we have, after the first two games with Kingsport, we heard from you guys on this message thread from about 17 different states, plus Canada, plus Puerto Rico. So we are now keeping track of that, and we're trying to fill up this United States map before the season's over. And it's just game three here at home. We got 24 of them, so we're off to a good start. But if you are watching tonight, please send us a message, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Love to hear from you. Introduce yourself and let us know where you're watching the ball game from tonight. All right, we got the last third of the ball game coming up next, and it's the seventh inning as Aubrey Smith faces the 8-9-1 hitters for Burlington. Barquette the hitter, it's 0-1. As Barquette, the third baseman for the Sock Puppets tonight, is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Pitch from Smith, called strike two. It's been all about the Smiths tonight for Bristol. The starter, Nick Smith, goes four innings, one hit, one run. Aubrey Smith now two innings, two hits, one run. Only one of the two runs were earned. So an excellent pitching performance thus far by the Smiths. His ground ball to second. It's Derek Cease. Vacuums it up and throws it to first. And that retires Isaiah Barquette, one out in the seventh. So here's the nine hitter, Martinez. He's walked both times he's come to the plate today. I was going to make a Mr. and Mrs. Smith reference, but I don't want to pick which one is the Mrs. for Nick and Aubrey tonight. First pitch on the way to Martinez, called strike one. I think we just knocked off another state here, folks, 0-1. Missing outside, and the count's even. I want to say hello to Jill from Emmitsburg, Maryland. Jill, you are our first message from Maryland this year and our first state added tonight. 1-1, and it bounces away from the catcher. So add it to the list. I'm going to color in Maryland here on my map. Maryland's kind of a hard state to color. All right, here we go. 2-1, and there's strike two. So count even to Matthew Martinez. Sock Puppets trail it 5-2 here, top of the seventh. Now, folks, if you listened in to our first two broadcasts, you know that we stick around for the seventh inning stretch. 2-2. Good-looking pitch, but just missed from Aubrey Smith, and it's now full. So, yeah, we do the we got the seventh inning stretch coming up here at the end of this half inning, and I'm going to stay here and sing with you guys. 3-2. This one hit out the center, and Austin slows and is not going to be able to get to it. So there's a base hit here in the seventh. That's the fourth hit of the ball game for Burlington, and they're trying to make something happen here. They could certainly score three in an inning. We've seen them do it, but if you're Burlington, you'd love to start chipping away at this lead. And why not here as Martinez gets a single from the nine spot. He's reached base every time he's been in the batter's box today. And here's Vincent Vettori, who's due for a hit. He's 0-for-3. First pitch. And there it is. Hit out the left. And so two consecutive singles on two consecutive pitches, and the Sock Puppets are in business here. Hello to Norm and Ruth Label from Duluth, Georgia, grandparents of Kenny Mallory Jr. for the Sock Puppets. Well, imagine that. Look who's stepping into the box. Kenny Mallory Jr. Looking to grab a hit here. With two on and one out. First pitch. Called strike one on the outside corner. Mallory Jr. originally from Lawrenceville, Georgia. So Duluth makes total sense for the grandparents down there in Atlanta. The 0-1 off the plate. Very familiar with the Georgia area. I was telling some of our listeners last time that, first of all, I'm a huge Braves fan. I've been down to many games. But also, one of the shows that films down there in Atlanta is Stranger Things, which is one of my favorite TV shows. As the 1-1 to Mallory, lifted to left, and it's down for another hit. Here comes the runner from second base. That's Martinez, and he's going to score easily. So an RBI single for Mallory Jr., and it's 5-3. Sock Puppets cutting into the lead here. So to put a bow around that story, I got an opportunity to be an extra in the filming of Stranger Things in season 4. So I was down that way, and we visited down there several times just in the different suburbs. Very familiar with Duluth. I'm thinking Northeast Atlanta. Actually saw a concert there at the, can't remember the name of the arena down there, but a nice arena up there in Duluth. Now a ground ball to third. Fielded by Cooper. He steps on the bag. The throw to first. Safe. Great hustle from Tanner Holloman. The Sock Puppets are going after a lot of first pitches here from Aubrey Smith. As Cooper at least gets one out as he steps on the bag. So let's catch up here. Martinez came in to score on the single by Mallory Jr. to make it 5-3. Fattori was the one who was just tagged out at third by Cooper, who stepped on the bag. So two outs and runners on first and second. Another first pitch swing. You can kind of, it kind of see, feels like that was a change here in the seventh inning, that maybe the hitting coach, Rob Selna, we heard from the Selnas out in California. Maybe they were kind of wanting to be a little more aggressive. They've gone after a couple first pitches. Smith fakes the throw to second. Holloman representing the tying run over there at first base here in the seventh inning. Pitch to McChrystal. Misses outside 1-1. Sort of been one of those nights where the key guys for Burlington have just not really gotten it going yet. As McChrystal is 0-3 out of the number 4 spot. Holloman 0-3 out of the number 3 spot. 1-1. That one's crushed to deep right field. Heberle going back. That's off the top of the wall. Mallory Jr. is going to score. Holloman touches third. He's going to round the bag, and he scores. And we are tied at 5. The bats have woken up for the Sock Puppets. That's a 2-RBI double for Ryan McChrystal, and sort of as we were just saying, they were kind of due. That middle of that order has had sort of a tough start tonight. Well, not anymore, as now 4 hits in the inning here in the seventh, and we've got a tie ball game at 5, and just like that, we got a new ball game here as the Burlington offense has really turned it on. So Mallory scores from second. Holloman all the way from first on that double. Would love to hear the exit velocity on that ball. That hit there by McChrystal. He really, really crushed it. Nearly hit it out of the ballpark in the deep right center field. So a chat on the mound as Ted Power comes out to have a conversation with Aubrey Smith. The Stateliners do have an arm loosening down the left field line. But because it's Power coming out and not the manager, Kenneberg, we would expect Smith to stay out there. So, folks, this is your basic Appy League game here. It's gone a little back and forth. Burlington led it 1-0. They grabbed a run in the second. Stateliners tied it in the third, made it 1-1. Sock Puppets took the lead 2-1 in the fifth, and the Stateliners grabbed 3 in the bottom of the inning to make it 4-2. They added one more in the sixth to make it 5-2, and 3 runs here in the top of the seventh for Burlington, and we're all knotted back at 5. Here's Landon Russell. First pitch low. Freeney blocks it up to keep McChrystal at second. It's 1-0. 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Burlington. 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Bristol. Been a fairly evenly played game tonight. 1-0. And that's off the plate. Again, these two teams have played already this season. That was earlier this week, actually, down at Burlington. The Sock Puppets won on Tuesday 7-4, and then the Stateliners got a victory on Wednesday in extra innings. 2-0. This one fouled out of play. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the extra inning rule, let's go ahead and talk about it a little bit here since we're all knotted at 5, and it could be in the cards. Of course, we got a long way to go here. But if we get a chance to talk about that extra inning rule, we will. Let's check this 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. So if the game's tied at the end of 9 innings, the home team can decide whether they want to go on offense or defense. Sort of think about it like college football in that way. But what they do is they place the last out from the 9th inning on first base. If the runner scores, the offense wins. If the runner doesn't score, the defense wins. Kind of a cool little twist. 2-2. Strike 3 called. Strikeout looking for Landon Russell. That's his second strikeout of the day. And Aubrey Smith able to work out of the jam, but not before the Sock Puppets tie it up at 5. And, folks, it's a 7th inning stretch. So wherever you're at, whether you're sitting on your comfy couch, in your recliner, it's time. Stand up. Go get yourself a drink. But first, let's sing a little bit. Here's a 7th inning stretch for you. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Boy, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. All right, tied at 5. We'll head to the bottom of the 7th inning. You're going to want to stay with us here on the Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, folks, we kind of stayed here with you for the 7th inning. We'll probably do that throughout the year, take a break on the sponsor reads and sing along. Got a comment that said, great singing. What do you know? Thank you from the Buchanans. I do a little singing on the side, so that's why I'm willing to let you hear anything of my singing while we're doing the 7th inning stretch, so hopefully you sang along with us. All right, here we go. Bottom 7, first pitch to Dalton Bargo, sharply fouled. Did that get somebody? I think everybody's okay. That was a sharp liner. Everybody, that was one of those where everybody turned and looked at the stands. And I think somebody did get a hit with the ball, but I think she's okay. So good to hear that. Here's the 0-1 to Bargo, and it's called strike two. New pitcher on the mound here for the Sock Puppets is Kaysen McCauley, a freshman pitcher from UNC Pembroke. That's a Division II school in Conference Carolinas. Here's the 0-2 to Bargo. Hit him in the back. Bargo throws the bat over to his dugout here, and he'll jog down to first. So here's a good start for Bristol here in the bottom of the seventh to try to make something happen and take the lead back, and as Aries Gardner will step in. All right, so McCauley, we told you he's from UNC Pembroke. I'm very familiar with UNC Pembroke because they are a school that plays in the same conference as a school here in Bristol that I broadcast for, King University, the Tornado. And he actually pitched against King, but it wasn't here in Bristol. It was back at home. He threw three innings that day, four strikeouts and a walk. So he's familiar with this, at least the Bristol area, as the first pitch to Gardner in there for a strike. McCauley, the third pitcher of the ball game for Burlington. And a quick chat by his catcher. It's a tough spot for McCauley to come into in the middle of this state liner order. Well, 0-1 the count to Gardner. Pitch, swing and a miss. Good velocity on the fastball upstairs, and it's 0-2. This is McCauley's third appearance this year. He's thrown 2 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball. He's only given up one hit, so quite the start for the freshman for the UNC Pembroke Braves. 0-2, Gardner fouls one out of play. So bottom of the seventh, 5-5 our score. State Liners looking to retake the lead after the leadoff hit by pitch. Bargo stands at first. McCauley brings it. Gardner fouls it off. Gets a piece just enough to stay alive. Checking in on the College World Series, LSU just took the lead on Tennessee 1-0 in the bottom of the third. A lot of Tennessee fans around this area, these parts. Knoxville just about 2 hours away from here. The 0-2 to Gardner. And it's inside. Thought we might get a strike three call, but it was in off the plate. Gardner has coaxed a couple walks today. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out, but has reached base twice on the free pass. One ball and two strikes. McCauley comes set, and time called at the last moment. I believe Gardner might have called time as McCauley was taking some precious seconds out there. If this were the major leagues, that probably would have been a pitch clock violation on McCauley. So 1-2 count. Gardner the hitter, Bargo at first. Tie ball game, bottom of the seventh. The 1-2. Breaking ball, Gardner fouls it off to stay alive. You love to see guys with two strikes just get enough of it to stay alive until they can kind of get the pitch that they're looking for. More often than not, and I'll probably jinx him here, but more often than not, if you're fouling several pitches off with two strikes, that means you're seeing it well, and you're just waiting to find the one you can hit out into the green grass somewhere. 1-2 to Gardner. That's lifted to left, chasing Mallory Jr. back towards the wall. It's a fair ball. It's not caught. Bargo had to wait because he thought it was going to be caught and left. It's going to be a double for Gardner. Bargo up to third, and the Liners are threatening in the seventh. What I tell you, folks, more often than not, you're locked in there, fouling off pitches with two strikes, and what does Gardner do? He hit one about 300 down the left field line. It's 330 to get out of here at Boyce Cox Field, and just painted the line. And so two runners in scoring position for the Stateliners, and here's Aiden Heberle. Now, I said in the top of the inning that a couple of players were due for a hit for Burlington, and they got a hit. Well, here we go. Aiden Heberle's due for a hit. He's 0 for 3, and a big spot here for him. First pitch, strike one called. Heberle did not agree with the call. It's 0-1. Sort of stared up into the sky after that first pitch call by Courtney Clements. Vargo at third, Gardner at second, the 0-1. Ball downstairs, count even. Heberle's day thus far, two flyouts to right and a strikeout looking. That may give you a reason why he was frustrated with the call, as he got rung up on strikes last time on one that he didn't like. Just a ground ball to the right side here scores a run, Aiden. See if he can put one in play. 1-1 from McCauley. That one left short. Good block by Martinez. I would say Bargo doesn't have the best speed down at third, just where he's normally a catcher. But big backstop here in Bristol. One gets past the catcher, you can just about bet that runner's going to score. No outs, two on. And Heberle looking for his first hit of the game. He just got out of the way of that high heat. 3-1. Seth Buchanan, the local kid from Lebanon, will hit next. This is one of those where, if you're Bristol, having two in scoring position with no outs, you've got to find a way to get at least one, if not more, in here. 3-1. Heberle lays off, and it's called strike two. I get the sense that Heberle is not super thrilled about the zone right now. And if that is the case, that sort of means that you've got to widen up here even more so on this 3-2 pitch coming. McCauley takes a deep breath and brings the payoff. Ball four. I was going to wait there to make sure that Courtney Clements was not about to ring Heberle up again. And so 3-2, he'll jog down to first, and they're loaded for Buchanan. So how about the spot here for Buchanan? A chance with the bases loaded to really make something happen here. What a summer it's already been for Buchanan. A state championship for the Pioneers. His brother Matthew playing in the College World Series this weekend. And here his first home game for the Stateliners as the first pitch misses 1-0. Buchanan did reach base and score a run in the sixth. That was run number five of the day for Bristol. And now that Burlington's scored five themselves, that could turn out to be a pretty big run. They're loaded. Bargo at third. Gardner at second. Heberle at first. Buchanan the hitter with none out. The pitch from McCauley. Strike call. 1-1. Cannon looking for his first hit here at home this season in a big spot. McCauley brings the 1-1. Buchanan out towards center field. This is Fattore into the gap. He'll squeeze it, but that should be deep enough to score Bargo, and it is. So Seth Buchanan does his job, drives one into the right center field gap, and gives the Stateliners the lead. It's 6-5. Not only was that ball deep enough, it sort of the fact it drove Vettori into the gap, he didn't have a chance to really sit back and get a good run at it, which allowed Gardner to tag from second to third. So getting two runners moved up is even more crucial here with runners on the corners and one out for Derek Cease. He's singled the last two times he stepped to the plate. Pitch from McCauley. Good first pitch strike. It's 0-1. We'll say hello to Jim and Cheryl Buck, grandparents of Nick Smith, the starting pitcher tonight for Bristol. They're watching from Pall Mall, Tennessee. The 0-1 pitch to Derek Cease coming shortly. McCauley brings it. Fouled off. Said Pall Mall is the home of World War I hero Sergeant Alvin C. York, and York Institute is the high school that Nick played at. So there's a bit of history for you there from Pall Mall, Tennessee. Thank you, Jim and Cheryl, for your comment. Looks like Pall Mall is about a three-hour drive from Bristol. Up towards Kentucky, looks like. The 0-2. That one past the catcher. Here comes Gardner. Make it 7-5, Stateliners. Just a bit too tall on the pitch from McCauley. And the Stateliners are taking advantage of their inning here. They've got the first three to reach. And a sac fly from Seth Buchanan to score the first one. Gardner comes in from third, and now how big does that sac fly look from Buchanan, not only to get the runner home, but to get Gardner to third to allow him to score on that wild pitch. So Heberle at second, Cease the hitter with one out. Heberle takes off. Cease flies one to center. Heberle's going to have to hurry back to second. Can he get there? Here's the play. Nice hustle from Heberle. Heberle was off and running. He would have had third base stolen easily. But Cease lined out to center. And great hustle by Heberle to keep the inning alive. Here's Jake Cooper. It's the little things in baseball that make you love the game, especially if Bristol can go ahead and grab another run here. Goes to show you the hustle by Heberle would work out just fine. First pitch to Cooper. Ball one. Cooper picked up his first hit of the year in the fifth inning, singled. He scored twice today, and he's reached base every time he stepped up. He was hit by a pitch in the third, singled in the fifth, and walked in the sixth. So he's done it just about every way you can. 1-0. Make it 2-0. Sure, Cooper would love to continue to add to his on-base percentage. Again, more tight games in the Appy League right now. Five games being played. Four of them are within two runs, including our game here. 2-0 to Cooper. Called strike one. So Heberle the runner at second. The Stateliners have pushed across two runs here in the seventh inning. We saw the Sock Puppets score three runs in the top of the seventh to tie it. So good bounce back here for Bristol. McCauley takes a peek at Heberle and brings the 2-1. Cooper fouled it. Just got a piece of it. Sort of an excuse-me swing from Cooper there to make it 2-2. Hello, Drew and Vicky from Florida. Thank you for tuning in again. Cheering on Gage Allen and the Stateliners. We may not see Gage tonight, but he'll pitch soon enough, I'm sure, with four home games in 5 days. 2-2 on the way. Upstairs. So we're full. Again, Cooper has reached base every time he's come to the plate, and he's trying to keep that streak alive. The on-base percentage for Cooper was only at about .208 coming into tonight, and that has certainly gone up. 3-2, ball four. How about it? Jake Cooper has now reached in all four of his at-bats this evening. And a two-out walk puts two on, and it'll be a visit from the pitching coach. That's Rob Selna. I know Tracy from California. That's Coach Selna's mom. She's watching. Some rare airtime for the pitching coach out here. So Selna goes to the mound to chat with McCauley. Little info for on Coach Selna. This is his second season as the hitting pitching coach is Horacio Ramirez. My bad. Selna's the hitting coach. Horacio is the former pitcher for the Braves. That's right. Sorry for the mix-up. So back to Ramirez. Told you he played for several major league teams. Braves, Mariners, Royals, White Sox, Angels. Spent 14 seasons between the majors and the minors. And then had 11 other seasons playing in the Korean and Mexico League. So this is a lifelong baseball guy. And he was actually the bullpen coach for Team Mexico during the 2023 World Baseball Classic as well. So this guy gets around, and here he is, the pitching coach for the Sock Puppets. All right, two out, two on, and it's Joseph Cardinale, the number nine hitter. First pitch, misses the zone, 1-0. Stateliners looking for some two-out magic here in the seventh. It's Kaysen McCauley looking to put this inning to an end. The 1-0 to Cardinale. Fouled straight back. Ball and a strike. Cardinale has not reached base safely today. He's 0 for 2. Five of the nine hitters for Bristol have a hit in the ballgame. Heberle takes off for third. Double steal. Cooper takes second. And now two ducks on the pond in scoring position for Cardinale. We saw Heberle nearly steal third earlier, but he had to scamper back to second after the fly ball to center. Now he eventually ends up at third. So 2-1 pitch. McCauley, from the stretch, brings it, fouled right back. That made a few fans flinch in the first row. And it's 2-2. Heberle, the runner at third base. Cooper, the runner at second. Cardinale, the hitter. Jordan Austin, the leadoff man, awaits on deck for a chance. 2-2 from McCauley. Strike three swinging. So a nice strikeout to end the inning, but Bristol takes the lead once more. They lead it 7-5 through seven innings of play. And we've had some fireworks here in the last few innings. Folks, you're not going to want to go anywhere. Stay with us for the finish here from Bristol. Stateliners lead it 7-5. We'll be right back with more on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Seven innings down, two to go, and Bristol turns it over to probably what I would call the closer, Brandon Decker. Now, we've seen Brandon start a game this year. He was kind of late arriving this season, but he's one of the few Stateliners who are back for a second season here in Bristol. And boy, did he have a great year, not only here in Bristol last year, but also back at his college, which is Oakland, the Golden Grizzlies. First time we've seen Decker here at home. He was an all-star in the Appy League last season. So Bristol handing it to one of their better pitchers here to try to shut the door. He'll try to get the final six outs, I would assume. And it's the 6-7-8 hitters, Lezama, Walker, and Barquette. First pitch, swing and a miss. As Lezama down 0-1. Lezama is 0-3 today, a strikeout, a lineout, a ground out. The 0-1 from Decker. Called strike two. Hopefully we get many chances to brag on Brandon Decker for what he has done here in the last couple of seasons. But he works quickly on the mound. 0-2. Strike three. Just like that. 1-2-3. Lezama down on strikes. And that brings up Isaiah Barquette, who's 1-3. Oh, got a print. No, excuse me. Tommy Walker. Jumped ahead of myself there. Tommy Walker, the designated hitter, he is 0-3 today. Decker has had an 8-3 record at Oakland University this year. First pitch, misses outside, 1-0. 8-3 record, 5 saves. He threw 69 2/3 innings. A 4.39 ERA. As the 1-0 from Decker on the way. Good, fastball, strike one. Now, Oakland had a great year. They played in the championship game of the Horizon League. We said this name earlier, Wright State. Lost to Wright State, who got the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. 1-1. Strike two. Decker really dotting up his pitches here. So this year for Oakland, it was the most wins in a season they've had since they moved to Division I. And Decker was named first team all-conference and was the Horizon League reliever of the year. 1-2. Misses upstairs, 2-2. You can just tell sort of from Decker's confidence on the mound. He moves quickly. He's always ready to move on to the next pitch. He's been described as a fiery guy. And he'll look to put it out here. 2-2. Breaking ball just missed. And, of course, Decker, we said earlier, in his second season with the Stateliners. So very familiar with this ballpark. Three, two, Decker gives a nod. The payoff. Strike three, swinging. Tommy Walker will head back to the dugout. It's two batters faced and two strikeouts for Brandon Decker. So Decker will look to find out number three. Now Isaiah Barquette steps in. He's 1-3, a single and a run scored. First pitch, in off the plate, ball one. Despite the rough year for Bristol last year, three different Stateliners made the All-Star team, Decker being one of them. The 1-0 called strike one. First baseman Eric Arado was another. 1-1 from Decker. Good-looking pitch, but just missed inside. Two balls and a strike. Decker working quickly. Breaking ball right where he wanted it, and it's 2-2. I'll tell you what, this has been an impressive performance here from Decker. He'll look to strike out the side with this pitch to Isaiah Barquette. Here it comes. Here he go. They'll peel down to first. I'll say he did not. That would have been a drop third strike. Would have created sort of an awkward situation had the first base umpire, Mark D'Amelio, said yes. Freeney would have had to pick up the ball and tag Barquette, who was still standing in the batter's box. Here we go. Oh, in a quick time. Yep. I told you Decker works quickly. And Barquette threw up his hand just in time to get a brief chance to catch his breath. So here we go. 3-2 from Decker on the way. Ball four. So Decker unable to strike out the side as Barquette coaxes a two-out walk. And here's Matthew Martinez. So Decker comes in here in the eighth, strikes out the first two he sees, a 3-2 walk to Barquette, and now it's the number nine hitter. Martinez, one for one. He's reached base every time he's come to the box tonight. First pitch strike on the breaking ball from Decker. It's 0-1. Decker comes set, 0-1. Back pick to first. Did they get him? Oh, they're going to say he got back in just in time. Barquette had quite the secondary lead out there after the pitch. Freeney fired one to first, but Gardner unable to get the tag down in time. But it's 0-2 on Martinez as Bristol looks to retire him for the first time today. The pitch hit towards short. Buchanan, a few steps to his right. Fields gathers, throws, and that's out number three. How about it? It's Brandon Decker, who comes in with a strong inning in the eighth to preserve the lead. Bristol leads it 7-5, and they'll look to add on with a few insurance runs when we return here in the bottom of the eighth. Stay with us, folks. We thank you for watching the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, bottom of the eighth, Stateliners out in front of the Sock Puppets 7-5. And there'll be another inning here for Case and McCauley. Now, we've got a chance here to talk a little bit about the Sock Puppets. Stateliners, we've told you the name. If you've been watching the Stateliners, you know Twin City. There's the state line runs right downtown. There's a street called State Street. And the border of the two states, Tennessee and Virginia, literally is the double yellow line that goes down the middle of State Street. Well, now you might be wondering, why in the world is Burlington called the Sock Puppets? Is it just for fun? Well, I thought so, but the truth is Burlington, North Carolina has a century-long tradition of hosiery manufacturing. They're known as the hosiery capital of the South, so sort of a unique name, the Burlington Sock Puppets, and it's one of the best, I think, in all of baseball. But there was a reason they chose it, and they knocked that one out of the park. They've really gotten some recognition nationally for their name and some of the things they've done over there in Burlington. So here we go. Sock Puppets trailing by two as the first pitch into Jordan Austin to start the eighth inning. And it's a called strike 0-1. Austin 1-for-4 with two RBI tonight. 0-1 pitch upstairs. So Bristol, the top of the order here in the eighth, looking to grab at least one insurance run to make you feel better. 1-1. Ball two. Now, when these two teams got together most recently, that was back on Wednesday over at Burlington, the game ended 8-8, but Bristol led it 8-2 going into the ninth. As a 2-1 from McCauley, misses his own 3-1. So Burlington scores six runs in the bottom of the ninth against Bristol to tie it back on Wednesday. And then they go to extra innings overtime, and Bristol wins. So how about that? That's the definition of anticlimactic, huh? So no lead is safe in the Appy League. 3-1, ball four. So Austin gets the leadoff walk. And they just made an announcement that hot dogs are 2-for-1. I'm about to drop a dollar down the window here and see if they'll make me bring me a couple hot dogs. I wonder if I can get anybody's attention and throw a dollar at them. It'd be kind of fun. All right, so Austin stands at first. Tariq Freeney, the hitter. First pitch lifted to right. Lizama first went back, but then comes in to put it away for the first out of the eighth. So here's Dalton Bargo. Bargo was hit by a pitch in the seventh, and that really started a little rally. That was the first batter that McCauley had seen. So he's now been through the order one whole time. Bargo probably looking for a chance to get a base knock here. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a strikeout and a run. I'll check on Austin at first. He's back in safely. I think word has gotten out about Austin's speed, although we did see him get caught stealing earlier in the ball game. That was back in the third. McCauley takes a deep breath. Austin takes off running, and they've got him picked off. Oh, did they miss the tag? They did. The ball beat Austin to second base, and I believe he just made one of those incredible slides to sort of pull his foot back to avoid the tag. Austin had a running lead. They yelled, step off. McCauley did exactly what he was supposed to do, fired one to second, but Austin's speed just a bit too much, as we said. So now runner at second, one out for Dalton Bargo. First pitch misses high. Third steal of the year for Jordan Austin. And again, you want to add as many as you can here in the eighth, knowing the offense for Burlington on that other side. But I would assume we'll see Brandon Decker back out for the ninth to make things a bit harder. 1-0, McCauley brings it. Big cut by Bargo, but missed it. 1-1. Seven runs, six hits, one error for Bristol. Five runs, seven hits, one error for Burlington tonight. One ball, one strike, the count to Bargo. The pitch, and he looked like he went around, to me at least. They going to check? Yeah, he did. Yeah, it looked like the bat head went around that time, from at least from my angle, which I'm not nearly as close as the umpires are. So ball and two strikes. Bargo the hitter. Here's the 1-2. Inside. Oh, called strike three. Looked inside from here, but must have just clipped the corner of the zone. And there's a big strikeout from McCauley. So here's Aries Gardner. Gardner 1-for-2, an RBI, two walks. So State Liners with two outs, runner at second, a chance to grab an insurance run here. Pitch from McCauley. Off the plate outside, 1-0. Seven to five, our score, bottom of the eighth. Had a pitcher's duel through four. It was a 1-1 ball game. The runs have exploded here in the last several innings. Bristol on top, 7-5. Looking for more. Gardner hits one down the left field line. Similar spot to last time, but this one gets out of play. Garner hit a ball down the left field line in his last at bat that just landed fair. It was a double. It put runners on second and third, and then the Stateliners were able to score two in the seventh to give them their 7-5 lead. So that was a pretty big hit in the ball game. Gardner's average currently sitting at .333. OPS of .901. And all of it with a pink bat in the batter's box. 1-1 and another late time called. That's the second time we've seen that, I believe, with McCauley, who's kind of taking his time out there on the rubber. As our beat reporter Tim Hayes pointed out, McCauley is listed at 5'9", 160. So that's pretty light. Aries Gardner, on the other hand, listed at 6'4", 225. Only in baseball, folks. 1-1, off the plate, 2-1. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth, it's the top of the order for Burlington. The last time we saw the top of the order for the Sock Puppets, they got hits from their number 1, 2, and 4 hitters. McCauley takes a peek at the runner and brings a 2-1 breaking ball, but it's outside, 3-1. Aiden Heberle would hit next for Bristol. Heberle 0-for-3 with a walk. We said last time he's due for a hit, so maybe he can get up and grab that base hit he's been looking for tonight. And we've got another pause here as McCauley steps off. Austin, the runner at second, back to the bag. And we're ready again. 3 balls and a strike, the count. Gardner, the hitter, the pitch. Ball 4. That is the third walk of the ball game for Aries Gardner. His other two at-bats, he had a ground out and a double. So he's only been retired once. So here's Aiden Heberle. A chance to do exactly what we discussed. Heberle 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout today. And a chance here to drive in an insurance run for the Stateliners. Runners on first and second. Some action in Burlington's bullpen down the right field line. First pitch to Heberle. Called strike 1. I think it was the last time Heberle was in the batter's box. We talked about how not sure if he is in love with the zone tonight. He's had a few questionable calls go against him. I would say that one was fairly close anyways from here. 0-1 the count to Heberle on the way. Ball 1. That one not close. As Martinez reaches up to grab it. 1-1. Score update from Omaha. LSU leading Tennessee 2-0. Bottom of the fifth. 1-1, the pitch. There's another strike. As Heberle again kind of shakes his head. May just be kind of one of those nights for Heberle who's going to have to really sort of widen the zone here again with 2 strikes. Stateliners trying to rally here with 2 outs to grab an insurance run. The 1-2 to Heberle. Breaking ball. Up and in. You could tell Heberle was just waiting to get rung up on that pitch, but it didn't come. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lots of 2s here. 2-run lead, 2-2, 2 outs, 2 on. McCauley brings the pitch. Heberle, swing and a miss. And that will end inning number 8, despite Bristol getting a few base runners on. And so that sets up inning number 9. Bristol leads 7-5. The last time these two teams played, Bristol had a 6-run lead, and the State Liners, the Sock Puppets tied it up with 6 runs in the 9th. So, folks, don't go anywhere. It's Brandon Decker against the top of the Sock Puppet order when we return on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a State Liner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
All right, folks, this is what you sign up for. Top of the 9th. 2-run ball game, 7-5, State Liners out in front, but it's the top of the order against arguably the best arm out of the bullpen for Bristol. So here we go. Load the drama here for the top of the 9th as Vettore, Mallory Jr., and Holloman are ready to hit here in inning number 9 against Brandon Decker, who looks for the 6-out save. First pitch. This one chopped towards third. A high hopper. Cooper Fields throws across. Dug out by Gardner. And there's a good start to the 9th for Decker. One out. Again, if you missed it last inning, we told you that Brandon Decker was the pitcher, the relief pitcher of the year in the Horizon League, which is a mid-major Division I baseball league. Back for year number 2 here in Bristol and looking for a save here for the State Liners. Here's Kenny Mallory Jr., who singled and scored his last time. First pitch called ball 1. Today for Mallory Jr., he is 1-for-3 with a pair of RBI. Big swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. That's what they call the old pull-your-head swing there for Mallory Jr. Just wasn't able to connect to it. 1-1 from Decker on the way. Called strike 2. Before you even have a chance to think about what just happened on the last pitch, Decker is ready to bring the next one. He is working so fast out there. 1-2 from Decker. Another ground ball towards third. Cooper Fields in the hole. Tough play. High throw, and there's a big collision at first. Gardner and Mallory Jr., those are two large individuals. And it looks like Mallory Jr., well, both of them shaking up a bit. Gardner trying to walk it off. Now Mallory Jr. trying to walk it off. The trainer, Katie Carnegie, is going to come out to check on both of them, I believe. Of course, Burlington's got their trainer here as well. But the throw from Cooper, that was going to be a tough play at third. Cooper had to go back to field it right around the shortstop area and just chucked one a bit too high. Gardner and Mallory slap hands, and they seem to be okay. But that's a big collision from Aries Gardner, who's 6'4", 225, and Kenny Mallory Jr., who's 6'3", 205. I'm sure Kenny Mallory is not used to, if he makes a collision, running into a larger man than him, but that is the case as they... Both those guys are giants over there at first. So there's a base hit for Mallory Jr., and now that brings the tying run to the plate. It's Tanner Holloman. First pitch from Decker off the plate, 1-0. So the Sock Puppets have gotten their tying run to the plate here. And remember, Ryan McChrystal, who's on deck, hit a shot off the wall last time up, 1-0. There's a strike from Decker on the inner half. Unless we get a double play here from Holloman, McChrystal will hit in the inning. Ball and a strike from Decker on the way. Hits sharply to left, and that's a base hit for Holloman. Back-to-back singles, and here comes the go-ahead run, and it's the aforementioned Ryan McChrystal. So McChrystal is 1-for-4. He had that big double, drove in 2 runs. His average sitting at 417 at the moment. And if you're Burlington, this is exactly the guy that you want in there in the batter's box. If he can do what he did last time, he could tie it up here for the Sock Puppets. Pitch from Decker. Hit hard to right. Heberle has a beat on it. He'll squeeze it, and no tag. The throw came all the way to third. That ball was hit sharply out there to right by McChrystal, but Mallory Jr. and Holloman have to stay at their bases. So now Landon Russell will take a chance here with 2 outs in the top of the ninth. Sock Puppets trail by 2. And the State Liners an out away from their 6th win this season. That would put them back over 500 at 6-5 if they're able to hold on here. We know against Burlington that is no easy task, even down to their final out. First pitch fastball, swung on and missed by Russell. It's 0-1. Russell today 2-for-4, one of 2 Sock Puppets with 2 hits today. Oh, 1 from Decker. That fastball is popping the mitt. It's 0-2. Brandon Decker, who came in the 8th inning, looking to put the finishing touches on a 6-out save and a win for the State Liners. It's 0-2 to Landon Russell. Here's a pitch. Fouled off out of play. Thank you, Stevie. I hear you over there. Just trying to set the moment, you know? I'm just trying to set the moment. We're down to the final strike, you know? Two-run game, 0-2. Thank you, Stevie. Stevie is our stringer, putting all the stats in for game day. All right, here we go. Another 0-2 pitch from Decker on the way. Ball 1. See, here in the booth, we've got our own little booth area and then a very thin wall over to the press box area where they're keeping score and doing all that, and they were giving me a hard time and thinking I couldn't hear them, but in fact I was listening. So here we go. 1-2 from Decker to Landon Russell. The pitch misses outside, 2-2. Decker trying to be selective here, trying to nip at the corners, not give Russell something he can punish as he represents the go-ahead run here in the 9th. If Russell were to reach, Ethan Lazama is scheduled to hit next. Burlington does have an arm loosening down the line in case they need one. 2-2. Strike 3 called. That's the ball game. Brandon Decker, a 6-out save, and he puts the finishing touches on the 6th win of the season for the State Liners. They beat the Burlington Sock Puppets 7-5. They move to 6-5 on the year. They're now 2-1 against the Sock Puppets this season, and the Burlington Sock Puppets drop to 7-4. All right, folks, we're going to take a bit of an extended break here. And when we return, we'll have our post-game show. We'll sort of have a wrap-up of tonight's game, take a look around the Appy League, and wrap up here as Bristol, a winner, 7-5. The closer, Brandon Decker, closes it out for the State Liners, and they pull off a big win here tonight in front of their home crowd. Again, folks, stay with us. Our post-game show coming up right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Music Museum. We're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music at the birthplace of country music. Discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted? She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bristol a winner here tonight at home from Boys Cox Field, 7-5, our final score. And just a big win for Bristol. Again, we told you coming in that they were sort of reeling a little bit coming into play today. They had lost 4 of 5, but they were on the road for all 5 of those games. And tonight they pick up a win here at home in the first of a 4-game homestand. First against Burlington, and then they'll host Greenville coming up next week. But a good chance for Bristol to get off the schneid here and get a victory against one of the better teams in the Appy League. Burlington came in tied atop the East standings with Danville. And now with Danville, they're in a tight game right now. Too early to call them a winner tonight, but Burlington could lose their first place spot in the East. Bristol picks up their 6th win of the year. They're now 6-5. They won't gain any ground on Johnson City as they took care of Kingsport tonight 4-3. Let's take a look around the Appy League scoreboard. So again tonight, 7-5, Bristol a winner here in Bristol, Virginia. Top of the ninth, Princeton leading Bluefield 3-2. Now those two cities, they're kind of rivals. So one run game, top of the ninth, and with a runner on base over there. So keep an eye on how that one finishes up. Danville leading Greenville 3-2 in the Battle of the Villes. Elizabethton all over Pulaski tonight, 13-4 in the top of the sixth. And, of course, we told you two finals already here, 7-5 Bristol, and down in Johnson City, 8-3. The Doughboys over the Axemen. Axemen dropped to 4-7, so not quite the start they were anticipating here tonight, or here this season, rather. So, quick game summary. In the second inning, Burlington picked up their first run of the ball game as Landon Russell came in to score on an error that made it 1-0 Sock Puppets. Then Bristol tied it in the bottom of the third as Jake Cooper came in to score on, guess what, an error. We were tied at 1 at the end of 3. Then Burlington picked up another run in the 5th inning as Isaiah Barquette came in to score on a sacrifice fly to make it 2-1. And then the Stateliners exploded for 3 runs in the bottom of the 5th. They had 3 runs, 4 hits in the inning to take the lead 4-2, and then added one more in the 6th inning as Seth Buchanan came in to score on a wild pitch, and then it was 5-2 Bristol. Well, the Sock Puppets were not done. They came back and scored 3 runs in the 7th inning as the top of their order really started to get going. They had four hits across five batters. They scored three runs to tie it at five, and you thought, here we go. But the State Liners answered in the bottom of the seventh inning as Dalton Barger was hit by a pitch. Aries Gardner hit a double. Seth Buchanan had a sac fly RBI, and they were able to manage two runs in the inning, and we didn't have any runs in the eighth or the ninth, and that was the story of the ballgame, and partly because Brandon Decker came in and shut the door in the eighth and the ninth inning, allowing no runs for the State Liners here tonight. So a 7-5 victory. A couple final statistics for you. We'll get those for you real quick. For Bristol, a couple of the keys. It was Jordan Austin went 1-for-4. Bargo 1-for-4. Gardner was probably the top hitter in the lineup tonight. He was 1-for-2, but he had an RBI and three walks. He was all over the base paths tonight. And how about the bottom of the State Liner order? Derek Cease had two hits. Jake Cooper was not retired at all. He reached base every time he stepped into the batter's box, including scoring two runs. So the Penn State duo of Derek Cease and Jake Cooper pick up the bottom of the order for the State Liners really when they needed it the most. And the pitching was great as well. Nick Smith started tonight, four innings, one hit, one run, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Just a heck of a night for him. Aubrey Smith relieved him through three innings, gave up six hits and four runs, only had two strikeouts. And then, of course, we mentioned Brandon Decker came in for the save. Two innings, two hits, three strikeouts, did not allow a run. And that brings us to our State Liner of the game. And tonight we're going to go with Nick Smith, the starter for the State Liners, who gave the Liners four strong innings, including eight strikeouts. Just an excellent job on the mound. He did give up a run, but it was not earned. And he really set the tone for the State Liners on the mound. They followed that up and got a victory 7-5. So what comes up next for Bristol, who's now 6-5? They host the Sock Puppets here tomorrow night on Sunday, June the 18th, Father's Day baseball. So, folks, if you're in town, come on out to the ballpark, grab your son, sons, grab your dad. Heck, daughters, grab your dad. It doesn't matter. If you got a father, bring him to the ball game tomorrow. Even my two boys are coming out to the ballpark tomorrow night to be here with their dad. So probably won't put them on the mic. One's 3 years old and one's almost one. So that wouldn't do us too much justice, but they're going to come out and hang out at the ballpark tonight or tomorrow night for Father's Day. So looking forward to that and looking forward to bringing you another State Liners game tomorrow night on the State Liner Radio Network. Again, tonight, Bristol a winner over Burlington 7-5. I'm Chris Mangrum, and we thank you for tuning in for another edition of State Liners Baseball on the State Liners Baseball Network. We'll see you tomorrow night. That's why I say by the
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.